is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end-of-summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Got a lot to get to today. President Trump about to head to the G7 for more fun and games. Plus, Bernie Sanders sounding off on his new Green New Deal, Green Deal. We'll get to all that in just a second. We begin today with the death of philanthropist and Republican David Koch. He's the conservative billionaire. Obviously, he's become this bugaboo to the left, but that's because the left doesn't understand who David Koch was. And if you watch the response on Twitter, Twitter is just the worst place on earth. It is just a garbage heap of humanity. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. If you read the tweets, you're looking at reporters like Matthew Chapman from Raw Story saying the definitive top 10 list of modern people who have done the most damage to America: Rupert Murdoch, Mitch McConnell, Charles Koch, David Koch. And then you get the Tweet of God, which is this popular, stupid parody account, 6 million followers, saying RIP David Koch. That's a request to Satan. Rip him. And Michael Ian Black tweeted out, in lieu of flowers, the family of David Koch requests that mourners simply purchase a Republican politician. I mean, this is just disgusting. It's disgusting. I mean, Twitter is an awful, awful place. And David Roth, who is a reporter, supposedly, at Deadspin, which is a ridiculous website owned by Ted Cruz, he tweeted out, David Koch had a dream, which was to make things easier for himself and a few friends, while also making things significantly worse for everyone else on the planet. He is gone. But now that work falls to all of us. Today, whenever you get a chance, harm someone vulnerable. I mean, this is the way that the left treats the death of a man who gave hundreds of millions of dollars in charity to many of the institutions they like. And they don't know anything about David Koch. All they know is that he's a bugaboo. All they know is that David Koch is mean because he gave a lot of money to Republican politicians. Doesn't matter that he didn't support Trump in 2016. All that matters is that David Koch was a Republican, and all Republicans are bad. And then you wonder how you got Trump, guys. It's because it doesn't matter what the belief system is of anyone with an R next to their name. So long as there's an R next to their name, they are the face and root of all evil. We saw this when John McCain died, too. There were people on the left talking about the evils of John McCain, who was a very moderate Republican. Well, David Koch passes away at the age of 79. And it no longer matters that David Koch had given an enormous amount of money to all sorts of various nonpartisan enterprises. He was a major benefactor of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. A dance-focused theater at Lincoln Center bears his name. He gave $100 million to the Lincoln Center. Last year, Koch Industries said that Koch's donations and pledges to philanthropic organizations had topped $1.3 billion. Right? It's not money that he was sucking out of somebody else's pocket via the courtesy of government. That was money that he was spending out of his own pocket on charitable causes. But he's very, very bad. Now, you would think from all of this that David Koch was some rabid right-winger. David Koch was a libertarian, guys. David Koch was an early supporter of same-sex marriage. David Koch, to the end of his life, was not pro-life. That does not matter. So long as David Koch gave money to Republican causes and free market causes, he was evil. And understand that this is how a lot of the Democratic left feels about anybody who spends any money in pursuit of politics, who spends any time pushing right-wing, meaning libertarian, causes. Anybody who pushes for limited government and free markets is a bad guy. I mean, this is how it is headlined at CNN. David Koch, billionaire businessman and influential GOP donor, dies. And the entire beginning of the article doesn't really talk about his company, which is responsible for the employment of a full 120,000 people in the United States. Now, Bernie Sanders is good. He's never employed a human being that he has paid for himself. Not one. It's all been paid for by taxpayer dollars, but he's good. The essence of good on the far left is that if you work at the expense of taxpayer dollars and you never create anything, you are good. If you are David Koch and you're responsible for the creation of a huge company and you hire 120,000 people and you give $1.3 billion in charity, including an enormous amount of charity to nonpartisan excellent causes like the arts and fighting cancer, then you are evil because you also gave money to Republican causes. I honestly do not know how we can continue to have a republic when people like David Koch are demonized by the left. Now, a lot of them are saying, well, you know, he was in the gas industry. Ooh, well, he was in the gas industry. Yeah, you know what else? A lot of people are in the gas industry. You want all of them out of work? And David Koch, again, was an important voice in the political debate, but he was not the rabid right-wing crazy that so many on the left paint him to be. Here's CNN reporting. Koch retired from his company and the Koch political operations in 2018, citing health reasons. Sources close to the family told CNN he had been in declining health in recent weeks. The Koch brothers were best known and vilified by Democrats for their role in politics, and they used their vast wealth to build a sprawling array of think tanks, foundations, and political groups to spread their small government free market message. Ooh, so evil. Small government free market messaging. Brutal, brutal. In some elections, the Koch network rivaled the spending and scope of the National Republican Party. Analysts view their activism as helping to have fueled the Tea Party movement. Ooh, a movement that called for smaller government. Ooh, so terrible. Koch was most active in Americans for Prosperity, the grassroots arm of the Koch's sprawling network, which built a coalition of more than 3 million activists to push the agenda of the Kochs and the roughly 700 like-minded donors to help fund their public policy work. I love it whenever people on the left suggest that a campaign donation is so that they will push the agenda of the person donating, as though politics is a simple art of bribery. Okay, well then unions who donate to politicians are bribing the politicians. Tom Steyer is bribing politicians. George Soros, yes, George Soros is bribing politicians. If this is your logic, if your logic is that if you give money to a politician who supports the agenda that you also support, that you are therefore bribing the politician, then all campaign donations are bribery, and that would include Democratic billionaires. In the era of President Donald Trump, the network has undergone a significant shift in focus, upping its commitment to work across party lines on top priorities like free trade and creating a path to permanent legal status for undocumented immigrants. Again, they're libertarian. They're very, very soft on illegal immigration. In June, Americans for Prosperity announced four new political action committees and said it would wade into primaries to help incumbent politicians, including Democrats, who side with Koch on trade, immigration, and other issues. Obviously, David Koch was supremely evil, according to the left, because he was rich, and because they gave lots of money, and because they were Republicans. The treatment of the Koch brothers was shoddy during their lifetime, and it's shoddy after his death, so that is not a major shock. Okay, meanwhile, in other news, America's major cities, governed by the Democratic left, happen to suck. I mean, like, they are just, the living conditions are getting worse and worse in America's major cities, and that is because of stupid policies being pursued out of feeling, but not out of actual sympathy for taxpayers or for rule of law. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But first, a lot of folks are tempted to dismiss Bernie Sanders and the appeal of socialism. After all, didn't we defeat socialism when the Soviet Union went down? Well, not so fast. More and more politicians are claiming that socialism is the prescription for all of life's ills. And when it comes to Medicare prescription drugs, they feel the burn to abandon the market forces that have made Medicare actually pretty popular. Some in Congress favor socialistic policies that would harm both innovation and our access to life-saving treatments. America leads the way in medical innovation, offering hope that breakthroughs for Alzheimer's, cancer, MS are just over the horizon. Price controls, however, are not the answer. Price controls, an attempt to bring down prices by effectively having the government mandate those prices, all that does is cut into the innovation and investment necessary to bring us those new cures. Protect American innovation. Tell the Senate to stand strong against price controls and for free market competition, for deregulation, forcing the Europeans to pay their fair share. Learn more at freemarketmedicare.org. That's freemarketmedicare.org, paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. freemarketmedicare.org. That's freemarketmedicare.org. Alrighty, so, as I say, America's major cities, governed almost solely by Democrats, are doing an amazing job of making what used to be nice cities into worse places. So this week, Texas has joined the national battle over the urban homeless crisis. The city of Austin has now made it legal to sleep on the street I can't imagine they're going to have an increased homeless problem in the city of Austin like we have here in the city of Los Angeles. According to the Washington Post, Christopher Paul.
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
Well, good evening, fans. Time for high school football 2019. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber, and welcome to this year's first game in the North State Game of the Week. I come to you tonight from lovely Cottonwood and the home stadium they love to call the Pasture here at West Valley High School, where the Eagles open defense of their Northern Section Division III championship, the fourth in the school's history. Greg Grandel back on the schedule this year against the Shasta Wolves. The Wolves, of course, 2 years ago won the state title, the Northern Section title, and went to the state title game. So the two teams did not play last season, and they're back on the schedule this year for the opener, and it is expected to be a capacity crowd tonight here at West Valley High School. And, of course, we'll have the JV game is just wrapping up. We'll have the final tally on those contests. We'll take a look at the key starters in both teams, and we will give you a laydown of the history, a look at the history of this matchup and more when we return. You're listening to the North State Game of the Week on KCNR.
Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Brent Weber with you as we get ready for the North State Game of the Week. Yep, indeed, it is going to be the opener between the West Valley Eagles. They're coming off a section championship and a terrific year, and they're taking on the Shasta Wolves, which for many years has been a big part of the preseason schedule between these two county teams in different sections, kind of a battle of the city boys against the country boys, I guess some might say. But it was off the schedule last year, back on the schedule this year, so we're excited. JV game still going on, so that gives us a chance to talk to the new athletic director, I know, at West Valley High School. James O'Brien is with us because talk about some shoes to fill. You've been here 12 years. You're a coach. You've been a part of the football staff before, and you can't do that now because you have the biggest shoes to fill, I think.
Yeah, it's been a unique transition for sure. Scott Fairley did a lot of good things for the school, and so I'm just hoping I can, keep treading water and keep moving the program in the right direction.
Well, and
those who don't know, just a stalwart, a mainstay here, knows all the insides and outsides, helps. He's still involved with the track program, and that's good. So he's going to have to learn, though, that his wife is expecting him home on Friday nights. But we'll talk to him about that another day. For you, you know, there's no bad time to step in here and keep this thing going, because the program looks really good. And obviously coming off last year's emotional year, where the school really came together after the loss of one of your players in October last year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Coach Grandel does a great job. And, you know, over the last 10 years, it seems like every year we're in competition for the title. And I think this year we have another good shot of reaching that again.
Tell us a little bit about what folks may come out. There are a couple of new things they'll see when they come through the gate with their tickets. You have some new banners, so to speak, and also I saw a beautiful plaque going in today.
Yeah, so the plaque, we used to have a memorial plaque for Jesse Brown, who passed away, oh, wow, it's been quite a while. And then, of course, with the passing of Mr. Wacker last year, we added his name to that plaque, so that is new. And then we decided to put up our four section titles. And so Coach Grandel had this wild hair to have them out in front of everybody. And he talked to, Mr. Fairley, and they worked out a plan, and they got it done late Wednesday night, ready for the big game.
And it looked beautiful. I posted something on my Facebook page, a picture of it today, and we'll show some video of it a little bit later on the website. But, you know, let's talk about what else is going on this time of year, because obviously, you know, we don't have to get into. I know from having teachers in my family that it is a year round vocation, whether or not you are a coach or a teacher. So there are other things going on, but tell us about the other sports that are ramping up right now.
Well, you know, we have volleyball. They have a game on Monday, and we expect our volleyball team to be very strong this year. And then our cross country team, which is, you know, been a perennial power around here. Coach Fairley's had his, you know, hands involved in that. And they have a relay later next week. Our swim team, we hired a brand new swim coach. He's doing an awesome job. We look forward to seeing the progress in that program. And then our girls tennis team. I think this year we've had 20 girls try out, which is amazing. And so hopefully, you know, we have some good things from them in the future.
That sounds wonderful. I see Coach Grandel, I don't want to say he's pacing over on the sideline, but he and his staff are ready to get going, and that is life sometimes. On Friday nights, you got to wait for that JV game to get over with, and it looks like if things hold up, that you guys might have at least a sweep of the first two games, right?
Well, actually, no, we're losing right now. We're down.
Wait a minute, that's the visit.
Yeah, no.
Let's rewind that. Well, now you're about to go 50-50. Yeah. I couldn't tell on the scoreboard.
Yeah, no, it looks like we're going to have one last play to maybe get it in the end zone from about the 24-yard line or so.
All right, well, good save for me, Coach. I appreciate that very much. Yeah. Now, you've had your family, your family's grown up here, right? Your kids growing up here.
Yeah, I'm grad from West Valley High School. I played football for Coach Grandel. I played basketball here and ran track. So kind of a little bit of a reunion coming back and meeting all the old coaches. And it's kind of weird now that, now I'm working hand in hand with them, and you know, it's been an amazing experience, and I don't wish for anything else.
You think it's weird? Imagine how weird it is to Coach Grandel. He's got a Lambert on his team, and way back when he coached that kid's dad.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't around quite that far, but yeah, no, I've heard stories, and that's fairly common with guys like Coach Grandel and Coach Fairley. They're getting the second and third generations now coming through our school, so it's always good to see those faces.
Congratulations, James, on the new job. I know it'll go swimmingly. You've already got a packed house on the home side, and I'm sure that the visitor side is going to fill in here in a minute. So good luck tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing how everything progresses this year.
All right, thank you. We appreciate having you.
All right, thank you very much. James O'Brien with us, athletic director for West Valley High School. We'll be back with a pregame look at the North State Game of the Week as we kick off the prep campaign for 2019. That's coming up in just a moment. It's the North State Game of the Week on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, hello, football fans, wherever you're listening from, be it from the North State or via the World Wide Web. We appreciate you joining us tonight. I'm Brent Weber. It's high school football from Shasta County, California. A year ago, the county was ravaged and in fear and clouds of smoke as the campfire devastated such a wide swath of the area, and there were other great wildfires that followed last year. We have been blessed. It has been a very quiet year so far in that regard, although we do still have a fire burning in a completely different part of the county. In the north part of the county, it's the Mountain Fire, and we're told that it was 50% contained, and I know we'll try to keep you up to date. It's off Bear Mountain Road and Dry Creek Road north of Bella Vista, 600 acres, 50% contained. The evacuations and road closures that have been in place remain in place, and of course you can check out the Twitter feeds and so on to keep up with that. I recommend those as well. Well, both teams have now made their entrance into the stadium at the Pasture tonight, where the West Valley Eagles begin defense with a non-league, non-division game against their cross-county rivals, the Shasta Wolves. Greg Grandel, a quarter century at the helm of this team, and he has been, of course, one of the most beloved coaches in the region. He shakes hands with the officials. He and his coaching staff are taking the field. The Shasta Wolves, of course, coached by also another legendary name in the state, J.C. Hunsaker. His father, of course, a longtime coaching great, has retired as an assistant on the team this year, so J.C.'s going to have to do it without Dad. And if he's listening out there somewhere, well, of course, my guess is he's still here in the stands watching. He's been a fixture. And his son, J.C., of course, the head coach, took his school to the state championship game a year ago, 1 year prior. And so these two teams meet once again. They had been pretty much 50-50 over the years on the schedule as an early season pre-league matchup. As I mentioned, kind of the country boys against the city boys. And yes, Shasta is a little bit of a bigger school, but West Valley has an awful lot of heart as well. And so it has always been a very, very good indication of both of these teams and how they're going to look in the season to come. They did not meet last year. They tried to get it on the schedule, just didn't work out. And as fate would have it, West Valley would go on to win their fourth Northern Section Championship. Wow. And for the first time since the state of California, the CIF, had put in a bowl state championship game structure, they actually entered into, played in the Northern Championship, the Northern California Championship, after defeating the big bad team from Sutter to get there, shutting out the Huskies 7-0. And who will forget that game? That team, in fact, who will ever forget the Bailey Sulzer squad that played for Tyson Wacker, the young man who was named to the all-county team in his passing because he meant so much to the squad and this school and was such an inspiration. He died last October before the season got going, or just as the season got going, and his team and his school and his community got it together, and they went on to run the table in the NAL League, in the Northern League, and they went on to a 12-2 season overall before winning that Division III championship. And of course, here at the Pasture, what would you do if you didn't talk about Bailey Sulzer's year last year, Mr. Everything? He was the North State Offensive MVP. He was all defense. He rushed for over 2,000 yards. He has made a commitment 2 years from now to play at Brigham Young University. He is LDS, and you can hear the cheering. I mentioned the teams were on the field. Well, the team has actually just taken the field because they just had the kickers and special teamers out there. Now the team has come through the banners. They are carrying their number 8 flag and the American flag. The number 8 flag, of course, for Tyson Wacker. And the American flag is being held by one of their co-captains, and they are waving it. They are cheering it. They are getting ready. They are doing their pregame warm-ups. And now the Eagles, in their black uniforms with garnet and gold, the maroon helmet and the gold trimming, and swinging around is Jacob Best, the promise kept a year ago, the promise kept to Tyson Wacker, is emblazoned on the flag, which he stabbed into the field on the sideline, where it will stand during the contest tonight. On the other side, the Shasta Wolves, wearing the purple pants and the white jerseys with purple numerals, the white helmets and purple Shasta Wolf insignia. And of course, it is always, and I'm expecting it to be, an exciting night of football. The lights were on during the junior varsity game because, hey, you can't have any doubt that you're ready to go here for the big contest. We're just about 15 minutes away, so we're going to take another break. We'll talk a little more about this matchup, and then we will look at the lineups and do a lot of that stuff. You're listening to the opening game of the high school football season. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more of the pregame show from Shasta at West Valley in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako. 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Weber. Welcome back. Pre-game at the pasture in Cottonwood, California, as the West Valley Eagles play host to the Shasta Wolves, to cross-county rivals meeting once again. There are two other games in the North State that we're keeping an eye on tonight. Pleasant Valley is at Deloro. That one is in the first quarter of action and scoreless. Williams at Paradise also should be just getting underway. We're a little late getting started. You know how high school football is. The JV of Shasta was able to edge out 14-12, I believe, was the final. The West Valley Eagles JV, that came a day after the freshman from West Valley defeated the Shasta freshman 28-21, I believe, was that final score there. And so this matchup is fun for a whole lot of reasons. You have two of the most consistently innovative coaching staffs, two teams that really do like to bang heads in general, but have personalities of winning over the years. Of course, the last year's Coach of the Year in the North State, Greg Grandel, had 184 wins. The 58-year-old has been head coach here for a quarter of a century, and J.C. Hunsaker has made himself a name at Shasta High School, of course. He's turned the Wolves back into a premier program in the North State, and they would like to kind of forget about last year, 3-8 season, just 2-4 in their league play. This contest, you know, this matchup over the years has been a pretty fun one. As we mentioned, these two teams pretty much off and on over the years had split. And, in fact, we were told by Coach Hunsaker that his defensive coordinator said he couldn't remember not playing them in 20-something years. So it was the first time in more than two decades that that matchup has gone that way. Well, we've had some fun kind of looking at the way this matchup came about, or rather sets up for tonight's contest. And I think most people will look at the post-Bailey Sulzer era from West Valley to wonder what will they have. They've got a young man named Cade Lambert, whose dad, some three decades ago, played for Greg Grandel. Lambert, now the center of the offense. He had led the way blocking for Bailey last year. Well, he's the Shasta County Sports preseason most valuable player for the West Valley Eagles. And Lambert, the 5'11", 190-pounder, only carried it 42 times last year. But don't forget that Sulzer did most of the work. So we find out tonight. They've got some key returnees. We mentioned Lambert, who's now their feature back. Kit McLaughlin, who's their quarterback. Josh Aguilar, also important running back on this team, and some experience at wide receiver, including the aforementioned Jacob Best, who we mentioned earlier. Rod Moore is the elite official in this contest. They are lining up to do the coin flip. The seniors, I believe, are actually, the whole team is lined up at the near the 50-yard line.
$10.
And we're getting a look now at some of the captains on the squad as they begin, as they prepare for the coin flip for tonight's contest. We're about 6 minutes away from kickoff. They will return. West Valley will to that fly offense. Shasta Wolves will run that wing T, and both of them will have wiggles and waggles that they've used over the years to make them very much their own. A year ago, West Valley went to a different offense, more of a zone read type of offense with their with the personnel that they had, and oh, it worked. But expect them to go back to what they've done for more than two decades here prior to that. The running in the way their offense does unfold here. Waiting to see now with the coin toss, who's going to get the ball? Well, kind of. The West Valley Eagles will be in the west end zone on the western side of the field, and will now prepare for the national anthem. We'll listen to the national anthem, and then we'll send it to break after that. So you stay with us. Here is the national anthem.
Singing tonight's national anthem is Kirkland Bishop, a junior, West Valley High School.
Oh, when you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight gladly, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pale fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streamed, and the rockets had glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free,
beautiful rendition of the national anthem. We'll be back with kickoff in just a moment. You're listening to the North State Game of the Week on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to West Valley High School in Cottonwood at the Pasture, where tonight the football season has begun. I'm Brent Weber. Appreciate you joining us. And again, it is a packed house. A beautiful night to start football here in the North State. Captains for both teams are now out on the field. They are now tossing the coin flip. They were out earlier for the presentation of the colors. They're tossing the coin, and we will determine who will be receiving the football. They're all getting it together. As aforementioned, the Wolves will have declined. So the Eagles have declined. The Wolves will take the football to start the 2019 high school season. So the captains have done their jobs. We have set the stage, and we will continue to do so. It's just about time for 2019 season to begin. As mentioned before, J.C. Huntsaker's squad is longtime coaching staff. They have been together for many, many years. And, of course, here at West Valley High School, the Eagles, great tradition as well. Four section championships, including last year's, and that is where the joy comes. So it's always, no matter who you are, if you're me, haven't done a high school football game in many years, as you know, of course, I have covered lots of high school football, but it is fun, and there's even butterflies for the play-by-play guy. See if I can remember how to do it. Just kidding. We're about set for a kickoff, or Angel Serrato is set to kick off. In front of us, the West Valley Eagles will be on the right side, defending the western goal. They are kicking off, and we are underway. The first kick of the 2019 season is fielded right at the goal line by the Wolves. Cutting right and getting a good block around the 20, brought down at the 21-yard line. A great start. That was Cade Lambert. He made the stop on the run back for the Wolves. And so Shasta will start on their own 21-yard line. That was DJ Bish who was running back that kick for the Wolves. He's their big play guy offensively. We'll try to introduce you to these starting lineups. A lot of changes always. Now, they run what we've mentioned is a wing T, but out of the pistol formation here. That means the quarterback takes the snap, pressure from the left side of the defense, and thrown away by the quarterback, Derek Myers. Myers won a battle to be the starting quarterback after missing last season with an arm injury. That wasn't really his fault, because powering in off the left defensive side was Wyatt Reginato, the senior, 6-foot, 195-pounder, and they were looking for something quick in the flats, but he had to just throw it away. That was a very wise decision to do so. So Myers sends one man in motion from the left, and now we've got a delay of game is my guess. Illegal substitution. They were trying to get a man off the field, and so it's going to be a little trouble over there for Jack Rendell, who was the guy that apparently did not make the legal substitution. They didn't get it done. Now they're ready to go again. It's second down and 15. Myers is the quarterback. He has a back immediately to his right. The give to there to Johari Woods, and doesn't get much up the middle, maybe a yard. Greeted by a whole lot of folks, including Cameron Troutman, one of the defensive ends for these Eagles. Troutman is 6'2", 200-pound junior. The big guy leading their defense, look for several guys. Lambert, we mentioned. He was a first-team All-Shasta County a year ago, and he has a whole lot of big numbers as a junior coming back. He's one of the big guys. They're going to take it right. Toss it to the young man, James Weaver, and Weaver stiff arms one man as he tries to go out of bounds. Big hit and big push and big run, and he picked up maybe 4 yards. We'll call it, actually, let's call it a good solid 7. You won't get a lot of great stats out of me tonight, by the way, folks, because yours truly, we don't have a statistician. You should, if you're a young football fanatic, maybe you should let us know, but tonight I don't have a stat guy, so I'll stick with our friends from the newspaper here and try to do a better job on it. Now, they were faking punt, and now they are faking a fake punt, and now they're going to go for it. The kick fielded at the 36 across midfield, 46 across midfield. And Dylan Booth with the return. So they'll take over in Shasta Wolves territory after the punt. So no score. Wolves taking over. We're going to keep it right here. My producer, Jared King, just trying to get in the flow a little bit. I'll get it to breaks as I can for you. So the Werewolves defense for Shasta, they run a balanced flex, 4-4, sometimes a 4-3. We're seeing 4-4 here at the outset against that famous fly of the Wolves. They get it right side and kicking outside, still going, picking up some blocks after a gain of about 17, 18 yards. Big run for you-know-who. Nice run off the right side. So in the backfield, now we've got the quarterback, Kip McLaughlin, He's a senior, 5'11", 170 pounds. So he knows the big play stuff.
There you go.
Cade Lambert, Aguilar behind him. They send a man in motion right to left. They faked a handoff there and instead give up the middle. That's Lambert. Picks up about 4 yards, 3 yards. So it'll be second down and seven. A long seven. So they run the two back, a fly back offense. They'll use quite a few receivers. Best, Long, Thibodeau, Guy and Bowman are tight ends. We saw Brandon Morost in there too, of course. They give it left side, swinging around and just gobbled up there. Nothing to show for it on that play. That was a Dylan Booth on the carry, so it'll be third and 10 now as they lose a couple of yards. Several Wolves in on that play. So we'll try to get an eye on the receivers here right now. They've got Dylan Booth goes wide to the right. Best is to your left. The two backs and got a delay now. Maybe some early movement. Let's see. Yeah, an offside's going to be called on the offense. So it'll be third down and 15. So we'll see what they do. Lambert and Aguilar in there. First third down conversion attempt here for the Wolves. Let's set it up now. The left back is Josh Aguilar behind McLaughlin. He sends a man in motion. That's Booth. And now we've got another whistle, which normally have. You can see a lot of these type of motion and delay of game, offsides. You see those early in the season as a team's trying to get in the flow. It's not just the players sometimes. You know, it's the coaches too. You're playing in front of a crowd. You're not hearing as well as usual. Right there, Kit. McLaughlin, the quarterback. That took him a little extra time trying to get to play in. So now they're hustling to get out. Best is going to be originally runs to the right. Now he is offset to the left. And they send a man in motion. That's Aguilar. They're looking to throw down the left sideline. But no, the ball is knocked away and recovered up front by the Eagles. So saving the day with the scooping that fumble recovery was Darian Harris. He jumped on it. Wolves will try to move quickly so we can't take a break. Well, now we do. Now they're going to set up to punt. It's fourth down and a whole bunch, 31, so they will set up to punt here. Aguilar is doing the punting. With a short kick, right side, kind of pooches it to get a little bit of a roll, and it will roll out of bounds on the 18-yard line, 19-yard line. So Shasta, again, will have a normal distance to go. We'll take a quick break. No score. Shasta at West Valley, the game of the week on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back. Second down. First down was an inside give for the Wolves. They didn't get anything out of it, and now they set up again. They're second down and 10, second possession for the Wolves. They give it up middle. About 9 yards on that play. Wolves second possession. Excuse me, the Shasta Wolves second possession taking on the Eagles tonight. Flanking wide to the right for Shasta, Jack Rundell. They've got him in single coverage out there with Brandon Morose, who's one of the top defenders, junior, 5'10", 185 pounder. So they're one-on-one there. Defensively, you'll see some guys flying around out there for WVD. They're going to, in fact, that was a lot closer to first down than I realized, so they're going to measure it. And that's the first down for the Shasta Wolves. So Shasta draws first blood in that regard for them.
Let's get wet!
They're stocking the middle linebackers are deep inside to offset that misdirection of the wing T. They bring a man from the left wing, and that was Weaver. Weaver battles down back near the line of scrimmage. The Wolves have a lot of misdirection in their offense. They try to use movement in the T, and you know the pistol's where they shoot for the big plays. But it can be a deceptive offense, but you have to run it. It's a timing offense, really. Once again, the quarterback is Myers. He won that job, and he gives it off the left side inside, battling down there and taken down after a short run. That was Nathan Bova, the right side wing for them. Gain of about 2 yards. Lambert with the tackle on the play. Bova, 5'10", 180-pounder. He's a senior. Sending in the plays now. Got in it wide receiver heading out is Jack Rundell.
Third down, Whitney!
Some of these names, of course, you heard from last year. They're out of the pistol now. The quarterback takes the snap from about 4 yards, 5 yards back. Gives it off the left side to Weaver. Nice run, close to the first down. But let's see where they measure. They're going to have to check this one. No, they're going to go on ahead and give the first down to the Wolves. Shasta uses, you don't want to call it a hurry-up offense, but they pretty much do just that. They try to do a no-huddle out of the gate as long as they can. That's a conditioning thing. Low snap. So McLaughlin has to find, or excuse me, Myers has to find it quickly, digs it up a flag on the play as he throws it away off the left flats. His man out there was Famous Armstrong. Their wide receivers, DJ Bish, the big play guy, Famous Armstrong, Jack Rundell. We mentioned Weaver. Kemp's back in the backfield as well as Johari Woods and Nathan Bova. We'll hear from them. And we'll probably see Leighton Dunlap come in and play some quarterback as well. He and Myers battled for that starting position. And I think it came down to really Myers coming back from missing all of last year. Maybe just has got the little gutsy edge or something. He has a great arm. We'll see if they're able to do anything with it. He zips one out on the right side flat to Weaver, who was in motion. But James is just barreled down by three defenders. One man got him low, and Lambert came and finished the job. Oh, my. Not just Lambert. It was Cameron Troutman, I think, who laid on that second leg. So you went from feeling pretty good to not feeling so good. It's second down and 20 after the flag on the previous play. Yep, you can. We are in the press. We're not in the press box. We are on the side of the press box, so behind the stands. They give it right side, tossed out there. That's Kemp, and he's trying to barrel his way, and he's pushed out of bounds. No gain of note. Host of defenders ran him out over there on the right side. So it'll be third down and 20. So maybe third down and 19. No score. Second possession for Shasta. Started on the 19 and hadn't gotten too far. Ball placed on the right about the 28-yard line. Quarterback looking to pass. Big rush coming. Flag down. He is dropped in the backfield as the Eagles came flying in. I'm not sure what that flag's going to be, but there were three guys that greeted him back there in the backfield. Myers had no prayer, so Eagles like to blitz. So do the Wolves. So we have offsetting penalties on that play. So that big defensive stop coming in defensively with Wyatt Redonato, the senior, 6 foot, 195-pounder. So since those offset, that means it is fourth and 34. They're going to have to punt it. But, boy, you really are counting on your punter doing the job for you in this situation. High snap. Here's the kick, and it's their quarterback doing the kicking, Myers. Gets it out to about the 50. It kicks. It takes a West Valley bounce to the 49 of Shasta. And that's where the Eagles will take control in a scoreless game. You're listening to the North State Game of the Week on KCNR. We'll be right back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
First play from scrimmage in this series for West Valley, their second series. Picked up, lost a couple of yards. It was a right side sweep. We're scoreless. 2:45 to go. Here in the first quarter of action. They give it right side, up the middle. The original line of scrimmage. Nice little pickup there. Brandon Morost right in the middle of that. Blocking out there, out in front, helping out his team. So let's see, back to the backfield with Lambert, the single back. They send a man in motion, give it right up to the quarterback, and the ball pops loose, and looks like the Wolves are going to recover a fumble. Yeah, right up the middle, and the Wolves have recovered. That was Caton Spangle right in the middle of that. And Bryce Bianchi. Caton Spangler, all EAL last year. They call him a force off the edge. We're going to keep it right here. So Shasta now, all of a sudden, back on offense. Well, they picked up, some yards. They're in the best field position now of the day. So the second one, a drive, ends with a fumble, a turnover. And the Wolves started off to give up the middle. Nice pickup off the left side. For Jahari Woods, with some good speed there. Jahari's a senior, 5'8", 170-pounder, fast at that position, fullback. Bova is one wing, Weaver the other. So, again, you have Woods just to the left of the quarterback. They snap it directly to the QB, Myers. He fakes it to Woods, gives it left side, big run down the sideline. Heading to the end zone, and it is a touchdown for Nathan Bova. Bova on a beautiful misdirection, 47 yards for the score, and Shasta High School has the lead. So taking advantage of the first turnover of the game, and Shasta, with a 1:07 to go, in this first quarter, is on the board first. I'm feeling that won't be the last point scored for these teams. Doing the kicking for the Wolves is Leighton Dunlap. What are they doing? Wait a minute. There's nobody. There's no holder. Well, somebody forgot. There's either no kicker or no holder. We'll just have to figure out what that is. We got a timeout. We'll tell you about it when we return. You're listening to the Game of the Week. The Wolves on top, a timeout before their point after, with 1:07 to go in the first on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
The
scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Ready for that point after. Now they finally have someone to hold it. Myers is holding. Leighton Dunlap is kicking the two quarterbacks. Snap down, kick is up. Point after, the long-awaited point after is no good. It was a little to the left. So it's 6-0, Shasta, 1:07 to play. PAT fails on that 47-yard TD run by Bova. We'll be back with more from the pasture in Cottonwood. 6-0, Wolves over the Eagles. First quarter action on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State High School football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Brandon Morost and Dylan Booth deep to return the kickoff with 1:07 play. First quarter of action, Shasta Wolves on the board first. The ensuing kickoff by Leighton Dunlap. The Wolves in front of us, they go for a little short kick. It's fielded at about the 34, and still, oh no, the whistle's blown. It looked like Michael Harris, I think, fielded it on the fly and that he was going to break it open for a second, but I guess it was whistled dead. Maybe he was out of bounds. Either way, no argument from the sideline of West Valley, and the ball will be placed on the 35-yard line. So the Eagles have it first and 10 on the 35 with 1:06 to play here in the first. Split backs, runner in motion to the left. He turns and goes the other way. Booth, misdirection up the middle. Big blast right side. A big room, big run. They're chasing him down, but nope, you're not going to get him because in the end, the big play back gets a 65-yard run. Cade Lambert. His dad played football for Coach Grandel. And all of a sudden, it doesn't take you long. With that 65-yard run, let's see if they can convert the point after. Hayden Boys to hold. And Angel Serrato, the senior, 6'290-pounder, right-footed kicker. Snap is down, kick is up, low line drive, and it's good. And it's the difference in this game right now. So the 65-yard run by Kate Lambert, which took all of 10 seconds. Let's make it, well, let's see, there was 1:06, so it didn't take long. It's 55. Took all 11 seconds. That's the short drive for six that you just dream about as a coach. And West Valley's on top. 7-6 here in the first, 55 seconds to play. You're listening to the Northern California Game of the Week.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line of duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at We Back Blue Shasta.
North State High School football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So Shasta now gets the football back, and all of a sudden, they're playing a little bit of catch-up. How about that? Yeah. That's what I expected from these two teams. They have big play capability. We saw that from Lambert. We saw it from not necessarily the big name guy in the backfield of Shasta just before that. So the kickoff taken at the 10-yard line, heading down the right sideline and tripped up around the 20. That was DJ Bish. So that's where the Shasta Wolves will take over again, right about the same place. The one time they took it in midfield after the turnover, and they turned it into a touchdown. So they'll take over with 48 seconds in the first. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Quarterback in the pistol, so that he's about five yards back behind. Again, I think we're going to have some movement on that play. So the Wolves have had, both teams have had a little bit of kind of getting to know you stuff here. The backs, Weaver, Woods, and Bova. Quarterback, Myers. Up front, Logan Thibodeau, who's moved to the line. He's one of the big guys they're counting on. Stanky, Spengler, Gibson, Thibodeau, and Capono. Names we'll call. Give inside, bashed and battered and bounced around, but still on his feet is Jahari Woods. He gets about seven.
Woods
brought down on the play by Cameron Troutman. Chased him down. So it'll be second down and about 8 yards to go after that first penalty. 19 seconds in the quarter. Clock ticks. They give it right. It's a sweep to Weaver. Picks up a block. Now cuts back inside. Shows those good moves. He had a leg injury last year. Hurt the knee early in the season. They took the time to bring him back healthy. He had a good, strong finish as a running back, and they have high hopes for him. In fact, Shasta County Sports do such a great job, and I recommend keeping up with them all year long. They have him ranked as the second best player heading into the season. Oh, well, the clock will run out. It'll be third and four when we return. The end of the first quarter. It's the Eagles of West Valley leading the visiting Wolves of Shasta 7-6. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Starting the second quarter, Shasta on offense, moving right to left in front of us. Big give to the fullback to start things. Jahari Woods bangs around, spins around, knocked down after a pickup of a couple of yards, and looks like he did get enough for the first. So he picks up five. And they will now have a first down and 10 on the 32-yard line. We've got a tight set here. Wide receiver to the left. They can give a little misdirection in the backfield. Left side going and cutting was Bova. Nice pickup. He had the big run earlier, so we're seeing some good speed from the right wing Bova. Nathan's a senior.
Yeah.
5'10", 180-pounder. They're on the left side hash mark now. So they have a slot back to the left. That's Weaver. Behind the quarterback is Woods. They give to Weaver up the middle, and he's nice little pickup. Excuse me, that's not Weaver. That's Bryson Kemp. Nice little pickup up the middle. And it's the first down. Picks up 10. So 11:02, clock stops to set the chains, and Wolves showing more than Weaver. Showing they have speed at all three of their backs right now. And really impressed so far with both of the inside runners, Woods and Kemp, and their ability to kind of bang it there. So you have Woods to the right of the quarterback. He gives to Weaver going left to right from his wing, and he's showing the speed, has the first down, picks up about 17, but with a flag in the backfield, let's see what's going to be the call. It'll be holding on the offense, so that negates a very good run by Woods. I'm sorry, to Weaver. So they're going to walk it back. So right now the Wolves are hurting themselves a little bit with the penalties, but not uncommon early in the season. A hold there, though, those are the ones you don't like, because those usually come down to technique and conditioning. And they are young men from 14 to 18 years old. Keep that in mind. Nice give off the snap. Inside, big, strong burst of speed. Kemp this time gets back near the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down, second down, and about 12, maybe 13. Let's see where he gets the spot. It's about second and 13. They're calling it second and 12 here. And on the score on their board, it's a second 11. So, you know, it's a fluid thing. Sending wide to the right is Rendell. They've got offset to the left. That's Weaver. So he's the wing there. They give it to the wing from the right, Bola, right to left, follows his blocker, his lead out there, and gets a couple of yards. Nice block out there by Bladen Stenke. The Stankies are doing their thing, right? You got Bladen, you got Kane. Both do their job. Put in some time both ways. They try not to use two-way players so much this game. Famous Armstrong in. He's wide to the left side hash mark, so it's tight there. They give a fake up the middle, and it's fumbled by Weaver on the give. I'm not sure he had control of it, but it's picked up by the Eagles. And now you have another turnover, and yep, it was a big guy, Cameron Troutman, who's had such a solid start defensively for the Eagles. So they'll quickly turn it around and go back to offense. No time for a break here. 9:15 to play now. So West Valley takes it over in the second with 9:15. Good field position at the 40-yard line. Misdirection, left side ball on the ground, but scooped up back there, and it's kicked away, punched away by the defender, who will have it when it's all done. There are flags everywhere. The Shasta defender that just kind of punched it away was Isaiah Pena, expected to be one of their big leaders on defense. Let's see what all this is. On defense, they've got guys like Stanky and Spengler who from either side can really bring some pressure. That time it was the inside linebacker, Pena, who kind of sniffs it out a little bit. So we have a face mask called on the Wolves. That's a tough one because, believe it, it will be a first down. So I believe, yeah, so it'll be first and 10 from the 16. Oh, hold on. They don't have the change set. I'm sorry. It's first and 5. So it'll be first and 5 Eagles. Man in motion left to right. Misdirection pitches left side. The toss to Aguilar cutting the corner left side. And he picks up a few yards.
Aguilar
close to the first.
Three.
So he'll be second down and 2 yards. A two-back flyback. You got to see it to believe it. We'll be back out here at West Valley in week 3. So the Eagles on offense, 8:28 to go in Wolves territory. Big bust through, and again it's Lambert, and again he has to be brought down, this time from behind as he was smelling pay dirt, but he didn't quite get there. So a 22-yard run by Cade Lambert. And he gets down to the 10-yard line, just outside the 10. McLaughlin, the quarterback, comes in with the play. Aguilar, the fullback, they send a man in motion. They give that man the ball. He spins left, turns around. He eludes one tackler, a second tackler, a third tackler, and finally in the end zone, a touchdown for Wyatt Reginato. Wyatt Reginato comes from the left side and makes it pay. Yep, you can hear the train whistle blowing as Reginato gets an 11-yard touchdown run. Don't see any flags. Were there any flags? Oh, there was a flag. Oh, my. I was writing it down, and I missed it. So the official, that was Rod Moore, telling us about it. And now West Valley's going to call a timeout to kind of get it all figured out. We'll tell you about it. West Valley on the march, but they face a first and 20 situation from the 21-yard line. You're listening to the Game of the Week. West Valley leads 7-6 over Shasta on KCNR.
Introducing the new guacamole double cheeseburger from Carl's Jr. with fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
Sorry, that's a typo. We forgot the decimal.
Pepper jack cheese and fresh-made guacamole for only $299.
No, not decibel. Decimal. Like decimal point. The burger's only $2.99.
Carl's Jr.'s latest Char-Broil double deal is only $2.99.
That was a bit of an overcorrection.
Sorry. Available for a limited time. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Kia. 7:52 to go here in the first half. West Valley and touchdown. Called back, Wyatt Reginato, nice reverse from the left side. Now they have a single back. Once again, it's Aguilar behind the quarterback, McLaughlin. He gives it again to the same guy, Reginato, going right to left this time. And Wolves didn't buy. They didn't bite on that one a bit. A whole bunch of Wolves were over there defensively. The Werewolves flex. Bryce Bianchi, one of the guys at the bottom of the pile. So it's now, well, I guess what they did was the, must have, yeah, we had the penalty. It's third down, I believe, isn't it? Third down and 26? I guess there was no loss of down. So it's second and 26, a give inside, nothing doing there. That's going to be, that didn't fool anybody. Big stop up in, by the middle linebacker, Michael Traylor. He comes in that he'll play the middle in the 4-3 and one of the outside backers in the 4-4. 7-6, West Valley leads. They have the football. After a turnover, they're trying to turn it into points. Quarterback McLaughlin under center. Sends a man in motion right to left. Single back behind him. And we've got another flag. And that one may be delay a game. Let's see. Oh, false start. Yeah, similar. Similar type of play. All right, so they will try it again. 6 minutes, 28 seconds. The clock now counting down, 27, 26. Wolves to the right of us. I'm looking at the field here, left to right, so it's the east side to the west side. The final glimmers of the sun setting over the northern coastal ranges. And that's where the Eagles are trying to march the football into that end zone. Man in motion right, and I think it was taking a long time again. I think we're going to have a delay again this time. They sent Aguilar in motion that time. So both teams had some of those first game kinks to work out and getting the ball moved and so on. Inside 6 minutes now. 7-6. Each team has turned in a big play. Each team has gathered a fumble. Man in motion now. Going back to pass. Hit as he throws up in the air for grabs. Who's going to grab it? It's caught. It's complete. A dazzling catch down near the goal line. High fives all around. That was Jacob Best giving it his best. And they roughed the passer on the play. That's what I was telling you. He was under some heat. What a great catch by Best. And now it'll be first down and goal. The ball was placed on about the 3.5-yard line. So let's see what they'll do. They'll come in with some power. Aguilar behind the quarterback. And they give it to him. Oh, no, they don't. They fooled me, too. Left side. Touchdown. It was Lambert. So the misdirection worked. So Lambert with the touchdown with 5:20 to go here in the second. Oh, actually, maybe it wasn't Lambert. Who was it? Maros? Brandon Maros? On the touchdown. So the point after is good. And with 5:20 to play in the opening half, it's 14-6. The West Valley Eagles are on top of the Wolves from Shasta. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
5:20 to play in the opening half at the pasture in Cottonwood. The Eagles from West Valley lead the Shasta Wolves 14-6 after the short touchdown run by Morosti. Gave the Eagles in the ensuing kickoff, they kicked it out of bounds. You don't want to do that because then that winds up giving the other team great field position. That's what they're going to take. So the Wolves will take it over. First and 10 on about the 35-yard line. So Morosti, a nice two-way player for the Wolves, and came up with a big touchdown there. Let's see what we do, what we have from the Wolves as they try to respond. Myers, the quarterback, under center. They give it up the middle. Banging around is Jahari Woods. Nice pickup of about five.
Wrap up, defense!
Wendell checks out. DJ Bish comes in with the play for the quarterback, Derek Myers. In the pistol, quarterback 5 yards back. They give the inside handoff. Big bang after a nice pickup by Woods. You'll have the first down. Helped up after the hit defensively by Cade Lambert. So it'll be a first down. Wolves, as usual, moving quickly. Famous Armstrong, one of two men wide to the right. The fake give inside. Weaver. Give it to Weaver. Misdirection on the right side sweep. Turns the corner. Picks up four, maybe five.
Maybe four.
Maybe second down. A long five. Make it four. Make it second and six. Didn't get a great spot there. Didn't get a good spot at all. In fact, it looks more like it's second and seven. Snap to the quarterback, out of the gun, out of the pistol. He finds the man left side. It's complete to Famous Armstrong. Hit pretty hard. Brought down right after the catch, but it will be a first down. Brought down by Dylan Booth. Booth, the senior, 5'8", 155-pound corner. And they're going to be a foul after the play. And they're going to tack on that roughing the passer. So, well, both teams have roughed the passer in this quarter with 4:02 to go. That's a big walk-off as it is now down to the 26-yard line. Myers, the quarterback. Woods, the man behind him, gives it to Woods. Still on his feet, scampers to the right. He is spun down. But a nice pickup, showed some good lateral move. So he's taken that first hit, but then showing some good lateral movement. Yep, got another penalty. All righty. They're going to walk this one off against the Wolves. So forget all that stuff. It'll be first and 15 from the 31-yard line. Hey, wherever you are listening, you know, I'm missing my 40th high school reunion this weekend, so I could be here. Say hello to all my Tucker Tiger friends. And hello to you, wherever you are, listening to this game. Give again, it's to Woods. He has a blocker Weaver in front of him and takes it off the right tackle, spins it around, gets back to around the original line of scrimmage. They're not getting some great luck with spots, but I think it's going to be about second and 11. So to those of you who aren't familiar with what they do with that wing tee, so what's different about it is that they run it out of the pistol. So the quarterback is, you know, not deep in a shotgun per se. That's why they call it the pistol. He's got a fullback behind him and then two wings on either side that stay in motion. And they still have receivers like at this point in time, Famous Armstrong wide to the left. They're looking to pass. He's a right-handed passer. Has plenty of time into the end zone. That's Weaver in the end zone, but it's thrown out of bounds on the left sideline. And it'll just go down as an incomplete pass. He had plenty of time on that particular play, so it'll be third down and 11. They were rolling Myers a little bit to the left. Not sure what the secondary route was because I think he wanted Weaver, who came over from that left halfback, that left wing position, whatever you want to call it, left wing, right wing, left half. That's where he is now, so it's just behind that left guard. Goes in motion to the right, give inside this time to the fullback, Kemp, and Kemp scampers, pulls the guy along with him. He's close to a first down before he's finally brought down. And that was Jacob Best out there. Best, their free safety. Best is making some big plays out there, by the way, tonight. So now it is going to be fourth and two. They really aren't getting great spots tonight. I'm not picking sides. I'm just telling you the Wolves have not gotten good spots on this drive. It'll be fourth and two. A timeout is called. We'll take a quick break. Been doing Colt 45s all year. It's football season, people. Get that pigskin moving. With 2:11 to go in the opening half, Shasta Wolves on the march against West Valley, trailing 14-6. This is the game of the week on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. Adamson's PeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the Game of the Week brought to you by our friends at Kia. Kia Motors. All right, now the Wolves in offense. Fourth and two, big fourth down conversion, and they will not get it. The give inside to Kemp. And a big stop defensively for the Eagles up front. Dylan Booth was in there. Cade Lambert. Troutman was in there. It's a big stop defensively. They take it over on downs. Now a 2:07. West Valley, if they can put something together here, they're thinking they could take a comfortable or a, nothing's comfortable, but a good lead going into the half. They're up 14-6 with 2:01. The clock will continue to tick, but the whistles will stop the play as Aguilar carried on the first down. Didn't get much yardage up the middle. No flags, just, well, maybe there's a flag since there was a lot of whistle, a lot of whistling out there with Rod Moore's crew. All right, let's see what he's got to say. He has a microphone on, so let's see what his little microphone tells us. Illegal shift, so they had 2 men in motion as the snap happened. Can't do that. So it's 5, and it'll be first down and 15 to go. Wide to the right, Brandon Morosti. He goes into motion now, this time. They give it to him around the left end. Didn't get much, maybe a yard.
No gains.
Kit, the quarterback, gets the play from the sideline, runs it in. He's been in these situations. He knows how to lead a team in the closing minutes of a game. Aguilar behind him, sending in motion. Morosi again. This time they give it to Aguilar, right side, brought down by a couple of Wolves.
Aguilar.
Isaiah Pena right in the middle of that. Spengler made the first hit. Making some changes. Coach Grandel's team. Return to that fly. They return to this offense after running that read offense a year ago. So they're going to call a timeout. Going to take a timeout with 49 seconds to go. Now Shasta's starting to think, hey, if we can stop them here at 3rd and 15, we'll see. We'll take a break. The Eagles leading the Wolves 14-6. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, the Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, we're back from timeout. Game of the Week brought to you by Kia. 49 seconds to go, opening half, 14-6, West Valley. Looking for a big play. They're pushed back now, 3rd and 15, deep in their territory. So the Wolves defense thinking maybe be looking for some blitzing here. The fake inside give. Give it to the guy going around the left side. Nice pickup. Won't be enough for a first down. Brought down by Tate Fagan on the play. It's Lambert around the left. So now they're going to have to kick it, and the Wolves call timeout. We'll keep it right here. So what Shasta's trying to do essentially is they'll try to block this punt, or they'll set up a good return. We saw punt-wise that last time that, well, the Eagles, we haven't really learned anything about their punter yet. One other game that we have a score on right now, Del Oro, putting it on Pleasant Valley at halftime. It's 32 to nothing. And that's not Pleasant Valley. It's Del Oro leading 32 to nothing. So we'll keep you up to date on whatever we can. There's only a couple of games tonight. The game in Paradise. Paradise is leading 14 to nothing. An excellent score. I saw a story I saw on Max Preps just tonight about Paradise coming back. What a horrible year a year ago. All right, well, they're setting up to punt. Kick is a bad one, a horrible one, a nightmare. Off the right side, and quickly they're going to let it roll. The Wolves need to stay away from it because they just were given a gift. Oh, my. It was not the punt that they wanted in that scenario. It rolled dead around the 30. Let's see where they put it. 8-yard line. So, yeah, Shasta has it in West Valley territory with 29 seconds to go. Now, they've got some speed, and they have been known to pass out of this, but we'll see what they elect to do. They have Famous Armstrong to the left, dropping straight back to pass, looking right, throwing across the middle. Weaver's there. Weaver drops it through his hands. He and Armstrong were in the same area, and I'm not sure if they collided out there or if one of them thought the ball was him, but it looked like it went through Weaver's hands. He has that extra step of speed. So you might see something similar on this play. Let's see. In West Valley. So again, Armstrong to the left. Woods is the fullback. Now West Valley is going to call a timeout. All right, so we'll try to keep it together. Let's keep it right here because we'll be going to halftime in just a couple of minutes. But I was mentioning there's a nice article on Max Preps about Paradise's football team coming back. Excellent work being done as well here locally by Shasta County Sports and their website. Very good. And really having fun with you tonight. Hopefully we'll make this a regular thing on Friday nights. Next Friday night, looking forward to week two of our broadcast. It'll be a doozy. We will head over to Anderson High School next week. And you know what that means. It's going to be a good one. We will see the Cubs next week. A bunch of good games next week, but it'll be the Spartans of Red Bluff against the Cubs. Snap ball. Pass. So it'll be third down. 10 seconds to go. Not sure what happened there. Hopefully we're still with you. 17 seconds, excuse me, third and 10. Looking to throw. Pressure from behind, throws it right side, incomplete. Bova was the intended receiver. So now 12 seconds. And let's see what Shasta's going to do. They're going to take another shot at it. Well, it's just third and 10, so they'll take another shot at it. And we've got a whistle. I'm not sure what that's all about. The officials are calling time here. It might be giving them a water break. I'm not sure. That would sure be a nice thing to get. Hayden Gibson, who's the center, is like, hey, I'm ready to go. What's your problem? Referee talking things over with the coaching staff of West Valley. They're trying to get their substitutions in properly. Alex Beltran comes in as one of the receivers, wide to the left. The fullback in motion on the play, flags everywhere, and I think we're going to have an offsides or a motion. Let's see. We have offsides against the defense. Well, I knew it was something. Where the whistle came, that's where you knew it was offsides, but I did not see the movement. So, Wolf's trying to get set. Myers in the pistol, calls out the audible. Weaver's is receiver left side. They got a back sprinting in, or linebacker sprinting in off left, chasing now right side. Myers breaks free around the corner, tries to get out of bounds as the clock expires, and I think that's going to be the end of the opening half. So he was looking, then was in trouble. He made a wise decision not to try to throw the ball. If he would have gotten out of bounds, they would have maybe had one more shot at the end zone, or because he would have had the first down, but that did not work for the Wolves, and we go to halftime. West Valley leading Shasta 14-6. It's the opening Friday night brought to you by our friends at Kia Motors. This is the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at PirateSecret.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
14-6 score at halftime. West Valley Eagles leading the Shasta Wolves. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us from Cottonwood, California. And we are indeed in the pasture, and it has been all country boys as far as, not all country boys, excuse me. It has been a big night for the country boys. I think they hurt a little bit less than Shasta by the penalties. Each team has had a turnover. Shasta answered, West Valley answered quickly to a big Shasta. Bova with a 47-yard touchdown run. They missed the point after calling timeout because they didn't have anyone to take the snap. And then West Valley got a West Valley had a 65-yard touchdown run. And you can hear the crowd enjoying that here. Lambert. And then on their other scoring drive, a great catch down near the goal line by Jacob Best. He was in one-on-one. It was just thrown up there, and the quarterback took a lick, and he made the catch somehow down near the goal line. And then eventually it was Brandon Morosi who scored. The touchdown. And their point afters have been successful, and that is where we stand, 14-6. This game broadcast, of course, brought to you by our friends at Kia Motors, and we're trying to keep up with the scores out there just like you are. Fortunately, tonight, we don't have a whole lot of games to keep up with tonight, but from NorCal scores is always a good hashtag, and we can keep up with our buddies over at Shasta County Sports. They're always solid with all the information. So if you like to do the Twitter thing, they're good. And they're keeping up with stuff. Showing off some pretty cool pictures there. We mentioned just a few moments ago that Paradise had a 21-0 lead at the end of their first quarter now, apparently. So Paradise whipping Williams tonight, 21-0 now the score. We'll see if we can get another score update from Del Oro leading Pleasant Valley. They are now in the second half, 32-0. The Golden Eagles taking it to the Vikings tonight. And so not a good start to the season for PV, but, hey, long way to go. That's what the first game of the year, they used to call this week zero. That always confuses me. I just think the season started. You're playing your first game. Some people play the first game next week. Don't confuse me with this week zero stuff. Anyway, we've got teams, schools, history between these clubs, Shasta and West Valley. They have met many times over the years, and it has been a benchmark early season game for both staffs. 2 years ago, Shasta County went on to win the Division II North State title and Northern Section Championship. Last year, the Division III Championship, of course, claimed, and a wonderful year to remember by West Valley. And so they meet again tonight. There are halftime activities going on. Looks like the West Valley student body is taking part in this one. Their cheerleading coach, Crystal Jackson at West Valley, the varsity co-captains, Lainey Chavez and Riley Gould, doing a wonderful job. And then on the Shasta sideline, their coach, Ann Baxter, and her three co-captains, Hannah Bova, Megan Pilato, and Bella Johnson. So that's the music in the background. That's the fun everybody's having. And it is halftime, 14-6, West Valley leading Shasta. It's the opening Friday night game of the week brought to you by Kia. We'll be back with more from the halftime and the start of the second half. In just a few moments, you're listening to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand-new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your cash in the bank. Go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Game of the Week brought to you by our friends at Kia. West Valley at the pasture leading Shasta 14-6. Both teams have stumbled a little bit due to some early penalties, and that's not uncommon, especially in high school football early in the season. Very loud because everybody's having a great time, the student body out dancing. On the field as we continue with the halftime festivities tonight at the pasture. Next week, West Valley. I'm find their schedule for next week. Goodness gracious, Brett. You got it wrong? Apparently I'm looking at last year's schedule, so that won't do us any good. Next week, the West Valley continues with their battles against their tests against the teams from here in the county. They're not taking it easy at the start of this schedule. They'll be at Foothill in Palisadro, and that'll be the opener for Foothill. So that's coming up next week, and I believe Shasta is off next week. Let us double check that on the schedule. But they are indeed off next week. And then we will have our game of the week next week. Red Bluff will be at Anderson, and that ought to be a lot of fun. Those two teams always have something up their sleeve. Looking forward to that matchup, undoubtedly. So we stand right now. It's 14-6 at halftime. We've seen some good surprises from both teams. The defense of the Werewolves of Shasta, led by Isaiah Pena, but they haven't been able to stop the big plays on offense. Cade Lambert and Brandon Morosti has also turned in a terrific game so far. Terrific catch by Jacob Best. A nice, well-balanced offense from both sides, and their defense has come up with a couple of big plays as well. Some big hitting by Troutman in the middle, and Cade Lambert leading the defense, and they have been very, very strong on their side of things, really, as this game has gotten along. So both teams are back out, getting warmed up for the start of the second half. We'll take a break and be back with the kickoff for the third quarter on our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Football exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Just about ready to start the second half of action in about a minute or so. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Kia, Kia Motors. West Valley leading 14-6 in this game. Shasta scored first, and Boba had a nice 47-yard run. West Valley answered, though. Big run of their own by Lambert, and then Morosti got into the end zone after a great catch by Best on that drive. Both teams finding and feeling their way and working through some penalties, and that's, again, not something that's particularly uncommon in high school football at the start of the campaign. Want to spend a little more time looking at the schedule for you. For down the road for these two teams. We'll do that as we move along. All right, well, they're taking their time. Now they put a couple more minutes back up on the board. So I guess we're not ready to start in the second half. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. This game brought to you by Kia. We're just about ready to start the contest. 14-6, West Valley leading the Shasta Wolves. This is our game of the week in Shasta County in the North State. And you're listening to it on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day, and we knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Well, welcome back. I was wrong when I told you that Shasta's off next week to actually play Corning in Corning, so they start with a couple of road games. We're ready to get started. You heard the whistle blown by the ref, and that means we're ready to get started here in the second half. Shasta kicking off West Valley, who deferred to the second half, and the ball picked up around the 15-yard line off the kick by Leighton Dunlap. So first and 10 for Dubvee. The West Valley Eagles coming out hustling here. Their quarterback, Kit McLaughlin. I just want to like calling him Kit. Kit QB. Sounds like a good superhero name. A comic book. He's over center. Aguilar behind him. Misdirection inside. Who has it? Going out off to the left. They wear those dark home jerseys, and it is hard to keep up. It was Lambert who had the ball, and I'm looking at it through binoculars, and I still can't tell. So it'll be second down. About 10.5 yards. Didn't get much. Didn't get any, in fact. Didn't drop him for much. They've got a man in the slot and a wide receiver right. That slot in motion and another whistle. That slot was Lambert. Let's see what you got for us, Mr. Moore. They're walking the other direction. False start against the offense. So, So much for that second and 10. Now it's going to be second about 16, maybe 15 and a half. We're moving left to right in front of us. West Valley has the ball, moving left to right here at the pasture. Jacob Best wide to right. Once again, they send Lambert in motion from left to the right, and he's just pummeled at the line of scrimmage. A whole bunch of wolves jumped on him there, including, guess who? Isaiah Pena was there. Spengler was there. Got a whole bunch of names you're going to be hearing for a while in that middle. And Alex Beltran, too, somebody I think we're going to be hearing a lot about as well. He's off the left end right now as they look to pass. Now scrambling, running, McLaughlin in trouble, and he's taken down from behind. Some pushing and shoving there. Couldn't get who actually brought him down from behind, but he didn't have a whole lot of room to work, and they'll have to punt it away. So West Valley can't get it moving. Nothing to show for this first drive here of the second half. Let's see what Shasta. They're showing that they're going to go after him since the kicker is standing on the 9-yard line. Quick punt, gets it away. Bounces at about the 43 of Shasta, and they'll turn and let West Valley down it. It'll probably come to a shot. It was a shot that Cade Lambert was the guy that got down there and downed it. So Shasta out quickly on offense, as they normally are. And they'll come out, as mentioned, in their white jerseys with purple numerals, purple pants, and, of course, the garnet and gold on the black uniforms of the West Valley Eagles. Misdirection inside. They give it to their fullback. Spinning. Nice move near the first down. Finally turns left side out of bounds at about the 47, 48. He went across midfield. That was Bryson Kemp. Both Kemp and Woods been getting some good yardage, and we're seeing from their fullback some good secondary efforts from both Kemp and Woods. Kemp's going to go out now. Woods back in. He comes in with the play to give to their quarterback, Derek Myers. Myers has gone all the way. Leighton Dunlap could see a little action in this half. We'll just have to wait and see. Single back is the fullback. They give it to Weaver coming right to left. Excuse me, that's Bova coming right to left. He's tripped up in the backfield and dropped for a loss of a couple of yards. Cameron Troutman, one of the guys there, to greet him. 9 minutes to go, third quarter. 14-6, West Valley on top. Armstrong, okay, they're on the left side hash mark on the West Valley 46 or 47. You give it up the middle to the fullback. That's Jahari Woods, and he gets a nice little pickup, about 5 yards. And he's stopped there by Wyatt Reginato. So Shasta uses their wide receivers to send in plays, whereas West Valley has their quarterback come over to their sideline. Famous wide to the left. DJ Bish wide to the right. They give it to the fullback, looking for the first. It's going to depend on the spot. His forward motion had him close, but we'll just have to wait and see. The officiating crew is not agreed with what I've seen a few times, but we'll just have to see where they put it. I think they're going to be short of the first down. So it's going to be fourth and one, second time tonight that Shasta has gone for it on fourth. And not, you're on the, you have a decent little drive going, 37. Your inside runs have been strong. Motion right now, that give left on the motion, running around as Woods. He followed his wing back in motion, and I think he had enough for the first down. And they're gonna place it and call it, but I will be shocked it's not a first down. Officials are going to take – oh, you know what? They may not get it. That is not a very good spot for Shasta. Again, I'm not being critical of that. I'm just saying it was hard to say where the pile went, and they're right down there. So they got the forward progress. Shasta is going to have to make a quick change there if to defense if they don't get it, because they may be a little short. I'm just using the binoculars like everybody else in the stands. And did they get enough? Ooh, they were going for it. Oh, are they going to make it? Oh. First down, Shasta, by the nose of the football. Wow, okay. Well, so they have the ball set just outside the 35-yard line. It's the 36 of West Valley. Famous Armstrong to the left. They're on the left side hash mark. Woods is the fullback. Weaver in motion. They give it to him. He cuts inside the right side tackle. Back to midfield. Scampers over a defender. Into the end zone. Touchdown. But there is a flag on the play. It was a beautiful run by Weaver. He's had one called back already. A nice run. He's expected to really be the feature back for the team. And they've done a nice job of mixing it up. That was a beautiful little... He just made that cut inside. He had the hole off that right tackle. Come on. It's definitely against Shasta. I was just laughing because the official starts to tell us who the hold is against. And then he stops and turns around. You didn't tell us if it was offense or defense, but they were marching it off at that point. So it's a big holding penalty. That's a big one. Oh, wow. So we have multiple penalties. So we also... Oh, my. Oh, my. I did not get what that penalty was, but it was a 15-yarder, so I think it was unsportsmanlike, since I don't actually have the information. I'm talking to the center right now, trying to get the... And with an unsportsmanlike, the official will write down the name, because you get a couple of unsportsmanlikes in a high school football game, whoever it is, and... By the way, some first half stats we'll have for you in just a minute. They give it right side now. Spinning, turning, being thrown, tossed aside. Dropped for a loss. It was first and 26 on that carry for Shasta High School just coming into the game. It was a young man who's apparently not on my roster. Oh, my. It does indeed happen, doesn't it? Number 13. There is no 13 that I can see. Oh, well. The imaginary man. He's probably up from JV or something. All right, well, the quarterback looking to throw here on second and long finds Famous Armstrong in the flats left side. He turns it upfield. It's going to still be a 100 miles away from a first down, but nice catch. They have thrown the ball well in past years. They being Shasta. Jahari Woods in at the fullback. Myers got to play himself this time. Armstrong stays in there. Left side hash mark. Armstrong is the wide back there. They've got wings on either side. Sending in motion. One man. They're blitzing left side and dropped for the loss is Myers. The ball pops loose and it is recovered by West Valley. Coming off that left side, making the big hit. And another turnover. And that one was just brought on by the blitz. Actually, just keeping up with some stuff from our friends at Shasta County Sports. And I guess the that 36-yard touchdown run that Weaver had was called back on holding. And then they tapped on the unsportsmanlike on Weaver. For tapping his chest after he scored. So now, with the turnover, a big, big possession for West Valley, up 14-6, 5:46 to go. First down throwing, tipped near the line of scrimmage, and then tipped again. Intended receiver was Damian Long. No idea what all those whistles are about. I think they just wanted a new football. I have no idea. So, kid quarterback is out there, letting his team know what the play is. Up, we have another unsportsmanlike against Shasta, against Charles Dietrich. That's 2-1 game, and I can guarantee you J.C. Hunsaker and his staff are not going to be very happy about that. Wow. I had some stats for you I was going to try to give you. I'll give them to you at the next break, but at halftime, well, I can tell you right now, Lambert had 106 yards, and actually he had both the touchdowns. I had Morosti with the other, but he did get both touchdowns. Morosti, 20 yards on four carries. So it's Boba, 53. Kemp has 42 at half, and Woods had 28. And they give it up the middle. Nothing going here for West Valley on first and 10. But every yard is a mile down here with the clock ticking down to 5:30 in the third quarter. Inside, not quite into the red zone, but at the 27-yard line. I thought he had a yard, but maybe got an inch. Split backs. Man goes in motion right to left for West Valley. And they go up the middle. And wait a minute, the ball's popped loose. The ball's popped loose, and Shasta says they've got it. And they do. Wow, didn't see that one. Just a mishandled snap. And a big scoop by Bryce Bianchi, recovering the fumble. And it's as if West Valley can't believe it. Now they've got to bow the necks here because the Eagles got caught. You know, you can get caught with that big one play, big play capabilities of a couple of the guys on Shasta. They give it inside this time, again to the fullback. Mm-hmm. Johari, at right side, picks up about six. So a couple of seemingly good breaks for West Valley, and they drop the ball. So it's turnover to turnover, and we'll see what happens. Each team has coughed it up here in the second half. Giving it to Weaver around the right side. Follows a blocker, but that blocker is shed, and Weaver is dropped short of the first down. That was Garrett Thibodeau. And we had a penalty on the offense. Not sure what it was, but it is just a dandy night for penalties. I mean, Shasta High School looked like they were going to dodge a bullet after getting a couple of big unsportsmanlike penalties. Cost them. Give around the left side, spinning, turning. Oh, losing his balance there was Bova. Tripped up, kind of slipped once he tried to make the cut. So it'll be 3rd and 14. Let's see if they take to the air. Myers snap. He is looking to throw. Being pursued. He's in trouble, and he is down. As they say, dropped like a sack of potatoes in that backfield. Done. Everybody's saying don't celebrate too much because that got Weaver in trouble. A couple of guys were there. Didn't get the numbers, I believe. I've been calling his name a lot. I believe Troutman was one of the guys there. He's on that left side defensively. Josh Aguilar in the middle of things. So now Wolves 4th and 25. They always give the look as though they might run a play. Keep you honest. And the punter will now go back. It's Myers into punt now. Not a good punt. End over end. And it takes a West Valley, about to finish ask the bounce, but still not going to be a good one. The ball will be down at about the 49 in Shasta territory. So the Wolves special teams not up to par for them tonight so far. And good good position for the Eagles. We're going to keep it right here because they're moving pretty quickly to get a play going. Give All right, so here we are, 2:49. Shasta has the, West Valley has the ball going left side, spinning, sticking his helmet down and bowling over defenders, Lambert. Cage, you know, last year he was the man leading the way for Bailey Sulzer. Bailey, if you're out there listening anywhere, he's filling your shoes tonight. Lambert had 403 yards rushing on 42 carries, 7 touchdowns. But he was kind of, you know, he was setting the table. They sent a man in motion. Give it to the man left side. That's Lambert. He shows a burst of speed, leaves his defenders behind him into the end zone. Touchdown, West Valley. Forty-yard touchdown run, and West Valley has now a commanding 20-6 lead. Just a big explosion off that left side. And the snaps down, kicks up on the point after, and it is good. So it's 21-6, West Valley, 2:01 to play in the third. The Eagles feeling good. Let's see if Shasta can respond. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So the big touchdown run by the more unlikely guy in the backfield, Wyatt Reginato, but he's come up with some pretty dazzling plays when they've spelled Lambert or Aguilar, and that was a doozy. That was sweet if you're a West Valley fan. 42 yards, and I mean, he just left them behind. And the kickoff does very little to make anybody happy. Oh, excuse me, we are now back at it. Shasta will take over. First and 10, not much of a kick, went out of bounds at the, going to be placed about the 35-yard line. So the 42-yard run by Reginato, well done if you are a West Valley fan. But now Shasta really have been hurt by penalties tonight. And so you have to feel as though if you are J.C. Hunsaker that, you know, you don't have to tell your team a whole lot more than to play the way you're supposed to play, and they could get back into this. They're looking to throw, and that means trouble. He throws it in the grasp. It is caught by Armstrong, and now he is gang tackled after no gain on the play, but it actually, the throw somehow saved them 5 more yards on the sack. It would have been worse. Cade Lambert, part of that Eagle party, that landed on the receiver, and the quarterback took a pretty nasty hit, too. So now it's 2nd and 13, and really probably would have been about 2nd and 20 if he would have gotten the, taken the sack. They give it to the fullback inside. He spins, now is pushed back. That's Woods. Weaver and Bova are your wings. Woods, your fullback right now for Shasta. Quarterback's been Myers. Earned the start. In the closing, I'm sure, days, if not week. Week, if not days. 1:11 to go, third quarter. Clock ticking down. Woods moves over one way. Weaver in motion, a delay, and we're going to have some movement up front. And fingers pointing both directions, and we'll just wait and see what the official tells us. And we're getting cozy with Mr. Moore, Rod Moore, and he will tell us, what is it? They're picking up the flag. Okay, so lining up, I believe, offsides. So a little movement against West Valley. So that helped Shasta. So now it's not as bad as it was. Instead of 3rd and 13, 5th and 8. Rolling right side, they give it to Weaver. He gets a block off the edge, cuts back left side, picking and choosing, leaping forward. He's got a first down. He's had a couple of nice runs tonight that were called back. And he's down. I don't know if that's Weaver that's down. I don't believe it is, actually. Let's just see. Trainer out checking on the player who's down. Pretty easy to get your bell rung in this heat. And they're all taking water right now. So I'm not sure what the player, who the player is. We'll take a quick break, 30 seconds, and we'll be back. Shasta on the move, up trailing 21-6 at West Valley. This game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Here's the play. They throw quickly into the flats. So Weaver's out there. Complete. Picks up a couple. Maybe four. Nice little quick play. That was Myers to Weaver. Instead of he's been rolling back and just dropping back and throwing, and West Valley's been picking him off with the outside backers or the monsters they like to bring in off the edge. Here we go again. They give it inside from the right side. Cutting back over is Bova, and he works his way forward for two yards. It'll be third down, about four. And that is the last play of the third quarter. The four fingers go up for all the players on the sideline for West Valley. And they're up 21-6. But Shasta showing some signs of getting on the move. We'll take a quick break. The Wolves on offense and the Eagles on defense with a 21-6 lead in our game of the week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities,
boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there is no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, well, we're back in action, and just as we blink, Johari Woods is a big gain. So Shasta trying to answer the call, and as I mentioned, going into this series, we're at the start of the fourth quarter. Take away the penalties, you know, and you get a better feeling about how good these Wolves can be. So it's Bova, Woods, and Weaver on the inside give to Woods. Picks a couple of yards. Actually kept working. It's going to be now second and five. Good second effort running by, I've been particularly impressed by the second effort running of both fullbacks for Shasta tonight. Again, it's Woods, Weaver, and Bova, the backs. They're giving it to Bova around the left side. He turns, heads to the end zone, dives as he's tackled, and is in for the touchdown. So Bova with the 11-yard touchdown run, and we have a game here, folks. Let's see what Shasta, if they go for two here. Not sure that they have a big field goal kicker, and so, you know, you're thinking we go for two, and I think that's where we're at here. Let's see. Yeah, Myers, the quarterback's in. Let's see. They give it inside. It's the fullback battling, but Woods is stopped. So the conversion fails. That would have been important for Shasta. Now they're down by 9 points, but at least they're back in the game. Their defense now has to step up, see if they can stop these Eagles from advancing, because, boy, West Valley's look strong, too. We will take a break. 21-12 now. Shasta trying to close the gap on West Valley here at the Pasture with 11:05 to play. This is the Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. Shasta will be kicking off here early in the fourth quarter. 11:05 to play. The Wolves trying to overcome that 21-6 deficit. It's now 21-12. West Valley set to take the kick from the Wolves, and they're going to try the onside kick. It's fielded on the fly and then bobbled, but still held on to West Valley. Darian Harris bobbled it just a little bit as he went down, but then he pulled it in. So the onside kick doesn't work. My producer, Jared King, you said you wanted a trick play. That's about as tricky as it gets, but didn't work. And I think everybody probably figured they were going to onside kick except for me. I just like to be surprised by things, that's all. 21-12 now, 11:03. So West Valley, good field position, around the 40-yard line, just outside the 40 in their own territory. Right side run, scampering, cutting back. Will anybody bring him down? Oh, my. Finally dropped down, but a nice pickup around the right end for a first down. Coming up a little slowly, but still, Brandon Morose. And if not for the defensive play over there, trying to figure out who that was that made that great play. I'm not sure who it was. It was a great play, though. They go inside now here on this first down. Still battling. First down.
So you're starting to see West Valley now pounding on. That was Aguilar. Shasta's defense showing some, I don't know, maybe tiring a little bit. They had a pretty good break there. Now it's getting not near the red zone, just inside the 30. Uh-oh, we got offsides. I'll be able to set the play for you a little better than that. So Bova with the sweep for 11 that gave the lead, or I'm sorry, gave Shasta some life, but they missed that two-point conversion. Now West Valley moving the ball really, really well, very well. Lambert's had a big night. They're getting other guys some key runs. Reginato obviously has stepped in. So they go to single back here. That's your fullback, Aguilar. Slot now in motion. Left to right is Lambert. Looking to throw. Throws as he's hit. Wide open. Touchdown, Reginato. And let me change that, folks. It was not Reginato. It was Tyler Bowman. Tyler Bowman was open, and the quarterback, Kit, got a lick, and he got it off. A terrific throw under pressure. And Tyler Bowman, and I thought they slipped Reginato out there again. He's been Mr. Touchdown. Now, actually, Reginato's coming in the point after. He was supposed to be the 11th man. Oops, he's back in the game. Snap down, kick is up, line drive. I think it's good, and it is. So, well, howdy doody. You had to see what West Valley was going to do, or perhaps more poignantly, how Shasta's defense would answer. And I'm not sure they got off the floor on that drive. 28-12 now with a point after, and West Valley up 16 with 9:41 to play. Oh, I'm sure Shasta has some offense up their sleeve. We'll find out more when we return this Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back to action. Kick after the touchdown by West Valley. Taking it right side. Pretty good run. Turning the corner. Will he be able to go? And finally run out of bounds around 46, around the 46-yard line. Again, it's the mystery player. 13 for Shasta. Coach, you got to help me with that. I visited with Coach Hunsaker yesterday. That happens, we know, but they don't always get you the number change. So the mystery player with an excellent run back, maybe TJ with the Shasta County Sports will tell me who that was. I'm keeping up with his tweets because I don't have a statistician. So they do great work, of course, and at Shasta Coast Sports on the Twitter feed. Inside give, the actually nice give of misdirection off of Woods. Weaver kicks it out right side and got close to the first. I think he has it near midfield, but nicely done. And Shasta trying to move it on. In fact, the chains are moving too slow for Shasta. They're ready to go the minute that chain gets set. So now they're at midfield. And see what they can do. They have Woods, Weaver, and Bova. The give inside there. This time it's to Woods. Gain of about 5, maybe 6 yards. So Shasta's both defenses, I think, are tiring a little bit. Be careful. Leighton Dunlap, I believe, is in the game. Wide to the right. Could be, that's who it looked like. Bova goes in motion right to left. He's the intended receiver, and he catches it in the flats left side and just spun out of bounds. But it's a first down for the Wolves. So Shasta on the move now. They're going a little more short game. They're picking up their pace, which is how they like to operate. They had a good previous drive, killing themselves in the first half with penalties. Okay, a timeout. West Valley, they want to get in the grill of their defense. Catch your breath. 28-12, West Valley on D, leading Shasta on the march. 8:44 to play. Your game of the week brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 40.
All right, let's see. That timeout called by West Valley as the Wolves were picking up the pace on offense. Shasta now has a first and 10 in West Valley territory around the 35, just inside the 35-yard line. Derek Myers, the quarterback, looking to throw. The right-hander goes down the left sideline and overthrows the famous Armstrong. He had some separation there, but just a little bit too much juice on the toss. So, you know, after McLaughlin's touchdown to Troutman, I'm just messing up those touchdown scores. It was Troutman who caught it. Was the 35-yard touchdown for West Valley. I stand by my original stat there. I think that was not Troutman. I believe it was Tyler Bowman who caught that. But anyway, I digress because Shasta has the ball. Myers, inside give, spinning it around the fullback. Oh, no, it's not. It's Bova, and he kicks it outside, left side, finally run out of bounds. Trying to get to that first down marker. It's going to be fourth and short. About 2 yards. Shasta on the left side hash mark now. Going for it again on fourth down. They give it to Woods inside. He's hit by a pile. Did he get enough? The crowd will tell you. And he did not get enough. So the West Valley defense at timeout was well played. They stop him on fourth down. Key moment in this game. Because Shasta, before that timeout, was rolling rawhide. And then timeout was called. Whatever the staff had to say, well, I guess the fellas listened. So let's see what they do now. 7:51, 28-12. You don't mind scoring in a hurry like they kind of did last time. But they're taking a long count here. Looking to Aguilar inside. Not much to show for it. Checking the backfield there. Receivers in and out. If you're Shasta's defense, you want to beware. Reganado's in the backfield. So they got a couple of wings there, slot. So they're strong left, and they go motion right to left. And that's where the give, and picking up ahead of speed is Reganado. He got a hold of a face mask as he tried to stiff-arm his defender, and I think they lucked out they didn't get a penalty for that face mask because I was looking at it through the goggles. Reganado, a nice run. So if you're Shasta's defensive coordinator, you've got to keep an eye. When that guy comes in, they're getting the ball in his hands, and he's you know, with that offense that they run, that flyback, much like Shasta's wing T, guys get ahead of speed. That's Reganato again in motion, left to right, again he gets the carry. Big back, beats a tackle in the backfield, turns the corner, he's got one man to beat, and he's finally brought down at the 30-yard line of Shasta. Jerry Fournier, the corner, all 750 pounds of him, had to bring him down over there. That was a big run. So 642. Uh-oh, we got a penalty. Uh-oh. So that hurts, brings it back. And it had to be at the end of the play because they're marking it back at the 45-yard line of Shasta. So it must have been from the point of the foul. It must have been 15. Might have been an unsportsman. I don't know. No, actually, it's still second and one, so I know very little. I missed the penalty. All right, so McLaughlin's ready to go. QB, short drop, looking to throw. Going deep down the right sideline, tangled up in defense, and it's incomplete. They were trying to go deep down that right side, didn't get any separation on the play. And the intended receiver over there, I believe, was Darren Long, or might have been DeAndre Guy. I think I want them to put some neon lights on the trim of their numbers, because on the far side from where we are, it's hard sometimes to pick up their numbers here. And that's part of the myth of the just the West Valley mystique here. Come and get it. Coming at you. Man in motion. Oh, we had the running back, I think, started to move. And Fournier just got the count. It happens. Nothing to worry about.
Come on, Josh, get it back.
So now, but it's still just second down. It's all such a mystery to me. Second and six. Let's see what we got here. West Valley coming out. Down the right side, hash mark. Glumpton, the quarterback, checks out the scene. Man in motion left to right. Now turning back, going back left. They give it misdirection. Inside, off right tackle. Aguilar. Gets down near the first down. Going to be a little bit shy. Just about the... They are now into Shasta territory. Officials are going to mark this one. I think they're going to be short. I think it's going to be a... third down and maybe a foot or two, because you can see the ball's placed outside. Yeah, they're short. They're definitely short. So the question, it's just third, so third is less than a yard. Let's see what Shasta has up their sleeve. Josh Akana had left the game earlier with an injury. He's back in for Shasta. I'm not sure if he was injured or just had his... lost his win there, whatever. Quarterback, they have a man in motion left. Give it instead inside. Battling. Lambert has the first and then some. Picks up seven. Big first down for West Valley when you think about it. They're not having to go to the air, obviously. They have not gone to the air much tonight. They've not made mistakes when going to the air, which does not surprise me because McLaughlin is an experienced quarterback. He's a championship quarterback. With 5.5 to go, first and 10, Shasta needs something big on defense, and I don't think West Valley is going to take a lot of chances. Give inside there. Battling forward, they're getting positive yardage. Again, it was Aguilar. Tripped up at the line by Bianchi. Play already in, 28-12. The quarterback able to get a fairly quick break of his huddle now. Two backs behind him. Man in motion right to left. The give is to him. Eludes one tackler in the backfield. Now cuts back right up the middle. Nice pickup by Dylan Booth coming off that wideout position. It's a nice misdirection around the left side. And it's going to be third and, again, maybe a yard. And I'm sure you're in four down territory. Not sure what kind of length Serato has. you know, they might try to kick a field goal. If they don't get this, or they may just say, hey, we're in four down territory. We can seal the deal here if we can keep the ball. They give it inside. Uh-oh, Lambert breaks through, wiggles away from one defender. He's got the first down, finally brought down. Big yardage, big inside yardage. And it's at 4:13 now. Beltran brought him down. He got pretty deep into their secondary there. So Aguilar comes out. See? So checking their backfield. Westbound looks like Reganado and Lambert. Right side, Reganado turns the corner and he's collared there. And I think that's going to be either a dangerous tackle, essentially, on the play. They came in and horse-collared him. He may have gotten some of his face mask, but either way, that hurts, and the defender, I think, is down. It was just a tough, hard tackle, but sometimes you get too high, and that's what happens. So it's going to be first down either way. Now it's first and goal as they move it inside to the 9-yard line, and that was a big first down. West Valley can seal it, seal the deal if they can punch it in one more time. Let's see. Coming right to left, spinning around, still on his feet, finally brought down. That was Morose. He got hammered pretty good in there. But they're... The nice thing about the fly is you get motion going, much like, again, not unlike the wing T, get motion going from your backs and your receivers, and you're spinning around there in the backfield, and it's hard to pick up who has the ball sometimes, especially when you can play with a dark uniform at home, which I love that. I love those misdirection offenses, not as a play-by-play guy, but all right, so let's see. They're down near the goal line. Uh-oh, into the end zone? Yes, indeed. And guess who? Mr. Lambert. Cade Lambert with a touchdown. Call it a 9-yarder until I'm proven otherwise. And it's now 34-12. You can hear that whistle blowing. The Eagles train is coming around the bend, folks. 34-12, 2:33 to go. And now looking to add an extra point. Angel Serrato has been good tonight. Uh-oh, he had to hesitate, and it got blocked. Didn't get the snap down, so that one wasn't good. Just as I said, they'd been perfect on the point after. But nobody's perfect, right? 34-12 is our score. See what Shasta can do. Can they answer? West Valley has come up big here in this fourth quarter. You're listening to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Kia on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KC 1460.
Back in action. The kickoff fielded near the end zone. Being brought back down the right sideline by DJ Bish. He's finally brought down at the 30-yard line. It's a pretty good field position for Shasta, but they're going to need something big. And down 34-12, wondering if we might not see Leighton Dunlap get some snaps here, because they had such a close quarterback battle. And I know talking to Coach Hunsaker, he said he planned to give Dunlap some snaps, and not necessarily in garbage time. I don't really like that term. But when the team's down, But this might be a good time to do it. Let's just see who comes out at quarterback. And it looks like it might be. Yeah, it's going to be Leighton Dunlap, who had a terrific preseason. And, you know, he was in the battle for that starting job. He's just a junior, 6 foot, 170 pounder. So he comes in, has a wide receiver out to the right. That's Jack Randell. And they're getting some other guys, some playing time in there. Coming from they give it to the fullback up the middle. No, instead it's out to the left side. First look in this game at Michael Traylor, I believe. Michael Traylor on the carry. Writing that one down on my score sheet. Yep, he's number 15 on your scorebook at home. That you may have a scorebook at home, because, boy, what a great job Shasta County Sports did on their media or their guide of the season. And you pick one up there, $10. And they're amazing, very good. It's going to be a good resource for all fans. That second down play, again, nothing doing left side that time. And now it is a 3rd and 10 with a minute and a half to go. I think at this point, nobody's going to be calling timeout unless they need to. A lot of playing time. A lot of guys getting in, getting some snaps, offensively and defensively, for both teams. Snap, give around the right side, turning, spinning, kicking outside. The mystery man, number 13, who's on the roster but has no name. Short of the first down, though, because they had fallen fairly short now. Let's see. It'll be 4th down, and I'm going to call that 2 yards. If not, it is a very long, painful 1 yard. That means that's a lot of one. They have it 1 listed on the board. That would be a lot of 1 yard. West Valley's defense really answered the call. You have to give them credit, because Shasta was kind of getting some wind there in their last previous drive, but they stopped them on 4th down. Got some movement up front, and it's going to be on the offense. Tate Fagan moved and just getting some PT. That's all right, Tate. You'll get another shot. 6'1", 175. He's in the game. Mitchell Bagley's in the game at one of the receivers. Yeah, oh, just as I said that, Mitchell went out. Or did he? Yeah, he did. Griffin Poyadu is in. Give it around the left side. Nice spin turning there. Tate Fagan. And he breaks it up left sideline. Finally brought down across midfield to the 42, 43-yard line. Big run. Nice play by Fagan. We have a final in from DeLauro. Pleasant Valley responded. I believe they were trailing 32-0. We're going to have a penalty. It's going to bring it back. It's against Shasta. Tough night for the Wolves. There's no doubt what Coach Hunsaker is going to talk about with his team. They can blame no one but themselves. You cannot make mistakes and give back yards to a team as good as West Valley. Are they going to call a timeout? We might be taking a water break. Let's see what they're doing. They're going to let the clock go. They're going to let the clock go, and they're going to let the game end. So that is where the game will end, on a penalty. So once they blew the whistle to restart the play after they marked it, Shasta decided enough is enough. And it's a victory on opening night at home at the Pasture for the defending Division III champs of the North State, of the Northern Section, West Valley Eagles, with a 34-12 win. And, yep, I believe I hear that Eagle train a-coming. And I think everybody's going to know about it. They'll be at Foothill next week. Shasta will be in Corning. Final score, 34-12. We'll have a recap for you as best we can here from the Pasture in Cottonwood. I'm Brent Weber. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR, brought to you by Kia.
North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler, has been in business since 1983, serving Northern California, Southern Oregon, and Western Nevada.
North Valley Distributing is a major supplier for the industrial and construction markets with same-day delivery. North Valley Distributing, a local electrical wholesaler on Crossroads Drive right here in Reading. Call 222-1500. That's 222-1500.
This is Carl Bott, and this year Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back to our game of the week, brought to you by Kia, 34-12, an emphatic week one win for the West Valley Eagles, their first game in defense of their Northern Section Division III championships. They took down Division II crosstown rivals, the Shasta Wolves, and the story of the game for the Wolves, you'd have to say, would be penalties, and we don't have a final tally, but they shot themselves in the foot way too many times, and as the night went on, it gave the Eagles way too many opportunities. Both teams had their share, but I think Shasta got hurt the most, had several big plays, including a touchdown brought back by penalties, and so you have to look at that in the big picture of things. Shasta County got on the board first. That was in the opening quarter, minute 7 to play. They missed the point after Nathan Bova went 47 yards for the run. That followed a fumble. So they turned a fumble into points. If you're a Shasta Wolves fan, you're feeling pretty good about that. But West Valley, they may not have Bailey Sulzer anymore, but you know, Bailey, don't worry. They have Cade and Joshua and Wyatt and Brandon, and those guys all stepped up at some point. Lambert, I don't even know if anybody touched him, goes about 65 yards for the score. They did get the point after. It was still the first quarter. It was only 11 seconds later, maybe 12, and it was 7-6 at that point. That's the way the first quarter ended. Next drive, a beautiful catch by West Valley's Jacob Best down near the goal line. I mean, the quarterback got nailed as he threw it. Kick got up and led them the rest of the way, but a great catch by Jacob Best, and that set up Lambert's three-yard touchdown run. And with 5:20 to go, West Valley was up 14-6. Shasta went for it on fourth down several times and did not come up with the good results. The Eagles trailed West Valley 14-6. To start the second half, after Lambert had 106 and two TDs in the first half, he was the big runner for West Valley. Bova with a 4 and 53, but most of those on that big touchdown run. West Valley went 3 and out to start off the second half because they had deferred. Weaver, it looked like, was going to turn in a dazzling touchdown run on Shasta High School's next drive, but they'd call it back. There was a holding call, and to make it worse, there was an unsportsmanlike call on Weaver. And, you know, they're high school kids, so I'm not trying to harp. They make mistakes. Some of those things I think you don't need to call on the kids. Maybe you could warn them, but it was tough. And Shasta had another unsportsmanlike a little bit later on. And so, you know, tough. And those are things, those will be teaching moments for these coaches. Again, my style is not to really, hit on kids that are just high school guys. You know, they're 14, 15, 16, 17. Some might be 18, but still young men out there playing for the love of the game. But anyway, it was the holding penalty that had it brought, drawn back, and it was not to be at that moment. Then there was a fumble a couple of plays later. They exchanged it a few times, but West Valley took the 21-6 lead, the lead they would never relinquish, on a 42-yard run by Wyatt Reginato, who was Mr. Mystery. When he got the ball, came in, he seemed to get the call and produce for the most part. Then Bova got a little bit later on, a second TD of the night, and they cut it to 21-12, went for 2 points, couldn't get it. That was very early in the fourth quarter at that point, with West Valley then got control. The quarterback, McLaughlin, found a wide-open Troutman for a 35-yard TD. And, yes, I stole that exact line. I read it right off of the Shasta County Sports tweet. I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that, because I did steal that when I'm looking right at it. But Troutman had a good night defensively. They're saying it was Troutman. Sorry, guys, I differ. I believe that was Tyler Bowman who made that catch. We'll have to try to get a correction on that. But Troutman had a good game defensively, I can tell you that. Shasta and just could not get it together at that point. Another touchdown a little bit later from Lambert. Wound up with a good night, 12 carries, 138 yards. He scored 3 times, and West Valley goes on to win it by a 34-12 final score. Next week, West Valley will continue their tough, tough start to this season. They're taking on, who do they have next week? Oh, yeah, Palo Cedro. Let's see what we got up against Foothill. So they'll play Foothill next week before week three, when they'll be back at home against Enterprise. Now, we'll bring that game to you in week three when Enterprise comes here, so we'll get a good look at the Hornets, and I think it's going to be an exciting year. And, boy, West Valley will have a pretty good idea of how good they are and where they stack up in the big picture when they go in to the start of their conference play, their league play, a little bit later on. But that's a pretty good, tough Shasta County opposition start, so we'll see how they do. Shasta is on the road next week at Corning, and they'll need to make some adjustments. And most of those are what we like to say, just mental adjustments. That's how you just work on things and timing and all those things that can lead to penalties and problems in that area, because they have a very complicated offense, and they're younger in some areas, but they do have higher expectations that they will respond from last year's season. And I think we saw some glimpses of that, and I think we'll see more of it. I don't think you can blame anybody other than I think they just shot themselves in the foot with penalties throughout tonight. Well, 34-12 is our final. It's been a fun night, this first game of the week for KCNR. Is Kia on board with our sponsorship tonight? Appreciate that. Appreciate our producer out there, Jared King, the Kingslayer, doing a wonderful job again, bringing you all those commercials and breaks and keeping me from coughing or saying anything too weird on the air. He can only control so much. So if you're driving home from the game, we appreciate those of you who are able to listen in. If you're driving home from another game elsewhere, that's a final. The other final we have for you, we mentioned earlier, Del Toro beats Pleasant Valley. That one is a final of 32-19. And on the scoreboard, we had that other game. Paradise was up big at halftime. See if I can find that final for you before we leave, because I would be bad if I didn't. I'm looking for it. Where's our final score from Paradise? Because we're hoping that is a positive sign for them tonight. They were on top pretty big, so I'm going to assume that Paradise held on to win that game. We'll tell you all about it during the week. Of course, Scorecard Scribblings will come your way Wednesday night. Be sure and join me there. And we'll be previewing tentatively right now, previewing next week's broadcast, which I think is going to be a doozy. The Red Bluff Spartans at the Anderson Cubs. And two programs that are sure an awful lot of fun to watch. Their teams always play with spirit, and they always have tricks up their sleeves on either side. So we're looking forward to having that matchup for you next week from Anderson, Red Bluff and Anderson. That's the story for now. Again, the final score, 34-12, West Valley so far, so good. Greg Grandel's team takes down Shasta High School tonight here at the Pasture. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us for this big night of football. We'll see you next Friday night on our Game of the Week on KCNR.
Already being eviscerated, and he says in the interview that when he went to his friends and told them his story, they said, listen, you go public with this and Washington, the people in Washington, will disembowel you. They will eviscerate you. They will vivisect you. Vivisect. Who uses vivisect, honestly? And sure enough, it's coming true. No surprise there. But well, and he sounds, you know, is he the real deal? I don't know. He sounds a little manic, I've got to say. Maybe it's because he's going through a difficult and tumultuous time. It's quite possible. Had a pretty, comparatively simple life, just being the CEO of Overstock.com, multi-billion-dollar corporation, all that stuff. But we'll get to that. And espionage. He said he's involved in espionage. He's talking about political espionage. He went to the man that he calls his rabbi, that's Warren Buffett, for advice on this. And Warren Buffett told him that he had to go public with it. So we'll get into this this one. And it's what else? He had some funny stuff. He had that line out of Apocalypse Now, didn't he? With the he had that kind of funny line. Said about the clerk, or what is it, a delivery boy sent by a clerk. Yeah, we'll get into that, the Apocalypse Now thing. But that's not all that's going on. There are plenty of other things going on as well, as you might imagine. President Trump is it today? I think we're going to change the rule on the detention of illegal immigrant families. Not immigrant families. Illegal immigrant families. The news media loves to leave out the illegal part. Why do you treat immigrants this way? Oh, shut up. And there's a lot of stuff on that front that we're going to have some fun getting into also. Also, the Bureau of Justice Statistics out this morning with a report that's under the Department of Justice itself. The Bureau of Justice Statistics, here we like to call it the BJS in Washington because, it's the way people talk here, which is why it's such a ridiculous place, at least in part. They've released a new report that finds that in 2018, 64% of the arrests by federal law enforcement, that is to say 64% of all federal arrests, were of non-citizens. In the United States, more than half. See, for Democrats following along, see, 50% is half. 64% is way more than half. Like, you know, if Hillary had won by 64%, that'd be a landslide. See, but she didn't. She lost, which is very funny. And she's waking up once again alone or not, somewhere in Chappaqua, New York. Does she still have a server in her basement? Does she go down and wipe it with a cloth or something every now and then? She's waking up again face down in a pool of vomit on her kitchen floor because she's not president of the United States, and she's never going to be president of the United States, which is gratifying, and I take some small measure of pleasure in that every day. And you should, too, because it's a good thing for America. But Bureau of Justice Statistics, 64% of federal arrests in 2018 of non-citizens. But remember, the Democrats keep telling us that immigrants, they like to mix and mingle, that immigrants commit crimes at lower rates. Now, most of these are illegal border crossings. But interestingly, they're not, I believe this is true, I have the paperwork in front of me, they're not counting first-time border crossers. They're only counting people that have been kicked back across the border, and then, so not every illegal say, hey, I want to come here because Honduras sucks. It's a beep hole country, just like President Trump said and like the Democrats denied. So I walked through scorpion, coyote-infested desert giving birth control pills to my 10-year-old daughter so I could come to the United States to get away from a country that's not a beep hole country. And I paid every dime that I have, and or is it peso? I paid every peso that I have. All right, so we'll get into that as well. Also this morning, David Koch of the notorious Koch brothers has died at the age of 79, and I believe it was a cancer-related death. He had been fighting prostate cancer for a number of years, had gone through a number of treatments and so on. And the news media is already smearing him because, you know, he didn't support Democrat Party causes throughout his life. And so now he's being labeled in headlines, the right-wing activist David Koch dies. Billionaire industrialist, billionaire conservative philanthropist. The Hill threw in philanthropist. 79 years old. And I just want to say, because these people are constantly misrepresented, the Koch brothers, they're not what you would describe in any conventional sense conservatives. David and Charles Koch. There are two other Koch brothers who are not very active, if I'm not mistaken. I think a total of four Koch brothers. There are only two that are in the crosshairs of the Democrat Party's hit machine, and that'd be Charles and David, because they dare to give money to causes that George Soros doesn't give money to. And every time they mention you, the thing when Satan recalls George Soros, do you think the headline will be left-wing activists? Probably not. Not in any of your, maybe in Slate magazine where they say it proudly or someplace like that. But let me just say, David Hamilton Koch, born May 3rd, 1940, died August 23rd, 2019. They already update your Wikipedia page. It's frightening how quickly people get to these Wikipedia pages when things happen, if you're arrested or you should die or something like that. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Gesundheit, for his bachelor and his master's degree. Also educated various other places, I think. A little stop here and a stop there. But he is considered to be a bad guy by the left because he's on the side of the United States of America, freedom-loving people, free markets. He's on our side, and that's enough to put you on the wrong side of things with them. He was born in Wichita, Kansas, like so many normal people. He was the libertarian. Listen to this, because they're going to be calling him a right-winger and all this stuff for the next couple of days as they smear him in death, which is perfectly natural for the American news media. Koch was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate in the 1980 presidential election, sharing the party's ticket with presidential nominee Ed Clark. Who can forget Ed Clark, the great Ed Clark? And I'm sure he's a very nice man. And in 1980, let me see, who would he have been running against in 1980? Ronald Reagan. Wait a minute, he splintered off and ran as a libertarian in a third-party bid while Ronald Reagan was running for president. That's not really the best Republican thing to do, is it? No, I don't think it is. The Clark-Koch ticket promised to abolish Social Security, the Federal Reserve Board, welfare, minimum wage laws, corporate taxes, all price supports and subsidies for agriculture and business, and the U.S. federal agencies, including the SEC, the EPA, the ICC, the FTC, OSHA, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Energy. He was going to do away with all of those. But when you asked him, he could remember all of them, unlike Rick Perry, when you asked him to remember three things that he wanted. It was a good moment for Rick Perry. Koch considered himself a social liberal. See, now here's when you're listening to the left-wing media lie about a person in death. Remember this part. Koch considered himself a social liberal. Now, again, a fiscal conservative or a libertarian free market guy. Koch considered himself social liberal who supported women's right to choose. That's the euphemism for 55 million abortions. Gay rights, same-sex marriage, and stem cell research. Not sure which of these things looks out of place, but he opposed the war on drugs. Koch supported policies that promoted individual liberty and free market principles. See, that's why they hate him right there. And supported reducing government spending. How dare you? Koch supported a non-interventionist foreign policy. Now, from there, that the media then says he's an awful right-winger, right? Now, he did have some negative things to say about Barack Obama. It's true. However, he was a leader in prison reform, and he and his brother Charles have been leaders in prison reform for, I think, over a decade. And he's been very, very big in cancer research and all of this good stuff. Founded Free Market Citizens for a Sound Economy. And Democrats hate that sound economy thing, too. So you got to look out for that. That sound economy will put you on the wrong side with these people as well. Again, the prison reform thing, he was way ahead of everybody, Barack Obama. Same-sex marriage, way ahead of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They just did it for hypocritical reasons because they wanted to raise funds. His political views were kind of all over the place. Now, he did refer to Barack Obama, if you're looking to put him in any conventional box, which means he's a thinking person, that he's not a rigid ideologue aligning with one party or the other. He did, however, say that Obama is, quote, the most radical president we've ever had as a nation and has done more damage to the free enterprise system and long-term prosperity than any president we've ever had. So he figured out Barack Obama fairly early on, I think. He described Obama as scary, as a hardcore socialist who is, quote, marvelous at pretending to be something other than that, end quote. Koch contributed to both Republicans and Democrats in 2012, with the majority of his contributions going to Republican candidates. How dare he? Now, he gave more money to radical. He's one of the 50 top philanthropists in the world, established the David H. Koch Charitable Foundation, not to be confused with the one that he has with his brother. The Chronicle of Philanthropy listed Koch as one of the world's top 50 philanthropists. Says biggest contributions. Listen to this. Now I know where Joe Biden got this idea. Koch says his biggest contributions go toward a moonshot campaign to finding a cure for cancer. Well, now we know where Joe Biden got his unoriginal thought. The moonshot for cancer. Contributed $395 million to medical research and causes, to causes and institutions. $41 million to the prostate, $20 million to Johns Hopkins, $100 million to MIT. Oh, what a terrible man.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Napa Know How.
Why should you get a 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Oil plus a Pro Select Oil Filter for $15.99? Because the dog days of summer are just as hard on your engine as they are on you. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa Conventional Oil plus a Pro Select Oil Filter for just $15.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/19.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-383-0687.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-383-0687. That's 1-800-383-0687.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Yeah.
It's important to talk about the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers. Well, I don't know if the Koch brothers are nice guys or not nice guys. The Koch brothers, David Koch, one of the Koch brothers, David Koch. The overwhelming majority of the American people disagree with the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers, David Koch.
There you go, the Bolshevik-worshipping, college-collapsing, three-home-owning socialists, only in America, Bernie Sanders. And libs are all gearing up. They're all over Twitter. They're attacking the Koch brothers. Now, David Koch is, of course, 100 times the man that Bernie Sanders could ever be, 100 times the citizen of the world and of the United States that Bernie Sanders could ever be. And these people, if I can use that term in this context, on the Twitter and elsewhere, going after him, it's just what a vicious, mean-spirited, angry, murderous gang of people the left is. Wow. Sources close to David Koch deeply saddened to discover they were close to David Koch. Tweets like this are all over the place, and this one is moderately humorous. In lieu of flowers, the family of David Koch requests that mortars simply purchase a Republican politician. That's clever. How about a Democrat? And they're going on and on about good riddance, David Koch, you absolutely evil sack of beep. I hope you suffered. See, that's Rob Sheridan. He's a blue checkmark Twitter person. But this is not the kind of hate that gets you barred from Twitter, you see, because this conforms with the Twitter standards and practices here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Greedy, attacking him, vicious, evil, you know, the usual stuff. He was one of the world's top philanthropists who gave more to charitable organizations and to pro-freedom and liberty organizations than any 20 million leftist lunatics put together.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to WaveCleanWater.com.
HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to wavecleanwater.com. That's wavecleanwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Koch brothers are at it again. They're the fifth richest people. They are the fifth richest people in the world. These two mogul multi-billionaires, it's a fool's errand for the Koch brothers to think they can use their money to frighten me. Koch brothers are trying to use their immense wealth to buy their way around the laws and regulations of this nation to make themselves even richer. Everything they do is so selfish. They want to be the richest, because that's what they're into, making money and as much as they can. The multi-billionaire Koch brothers.
How dare they?
Moguls, and
there he is. I wonder how Vicky the Goat is doing. Kind of curious about that. They really are. When moments like this occur, it's an opportunity for Democrats to show what they're made of, to show their character, to show their stuff. There is a typist for the Democratic Party at Slate Magazine. His name is Jordan Weissman. Jordan Weissman is a murderous, godless, communist atheist. And he's got a Twitter account. So, unfortunately for him, his thoughts are out there for everyone to see. David Koch was a villain, he wrote, who devoted his wealth to further enriching himself. Now, let me just stop there for a second. He says he writes on economics and public policy for Slate Magazine, which is another pseudo-intellectual left-wing rag. He devoted his wealth to further enriching himself. That's an idiot phrase. Bring that to rewrite. This is why you have an editor, I guess. And his fellow plutocrats, while spinning us all toward environmental doom. Unlike Tom Steyer, the Democrat billionaire, I think he's even running for president now, isn't he? And all of his riches off of private prisons and coal. But that's okay, because he's... Also, did you see... I'm looking for it here. I can't find the story on Barack Obama buying his house. It's hiding from me here. because they hate plutocrats. You know how they hate plutocrats, those Democrats, except they don't, because they're liars and hypocrites, and it's pretty much anything that they say, any subject they're talking about. But this Jonathan Weissman guy, Slate Magazine, David Koch was a villain. He died moments earlier. He's one of the world's leading philanthropists. He's not a conservative. He's libertarian. They're too stupid to know the difference, but they know they hate. So the hate will be sown whether they know what they're talking about or not. He says, declaring not surprisingly, Jordan Weissman from Slate Magazine says, I don't believe in an afterlife, because he believes in the supremacy of the state, and he bows and grovels to the state. He kowtows to the state. He's a godless Bolshevik, too, and that's why he's typing for the left at Slate Magazine. He said, I don't believe in an afterlife, but if there is one, I hope his soul suffers for eternity. And then send your check off to Planned Parenthood, because, you know, there might be an afterlife, and you wouldn't want it to be uncrowded, you know. You guys, I'm telling you. And that's a perfectly standard kind of pro forma response. Don't even go to the comments on CNN's website or anything like that, because, you know. Don't you know? All right, they hate because they hate David Koch. Why do they hate David Koch? Because they hate. They don't know anything about him. They just hate him. That's all there is to that. Now, Barack Obama, speaking of plutocrats, there is a story that is out today that is just perfectly suited to this moment in time. Here's the headline from the Washington Examiner. The new Kennedys? Question mark. Maybe they're being a little tongue-in-cheek. Obama's buying a $14.85 million Martha's Vineyard estate from the owner of the Boston Celtics, which is the white people's team in the NBA, just by the way. Well, Brock is half white, so he's got that. He's African-American. All right, as Mediaite's excited about it. Obama's buying $15 million Martha's Vineyard estate. And they say this with great approval because he bought the, what, $8.5 million place in Kalorama here in Washington, D.C., bought it from Joe Lockhart, who is now with CNN, who was with CNN before he went to work for the Democrats. So he was at CNN. I actually took Joe Lockhart's job on the assignment desk in Washington at CNN when he left to go work for the Democrats. We overlapped a little bit. Then he went off to work for the Democrats. He became a Democrat campaign, then Clinton White House spokesman, and then the NFL did a good job there, made millions and millions of dollars selling a consulting group building, and then selling, you didn't build that, a consulting group in Washington, D.C., political consulting, made many millions of dollars, Joe Lockhart, and he had this house that the Obamas bought. It's right in the shadow of the main mosque in Washington, D.C., off of Massachusetts Avenue, Gesundheit, just a couple of few blocks from the Clintons' estate, their mansion off of Massachusetts Avenue, off of Embassy Row, and the Obamas' $8.5 million estate here in Washington is just off of Embassy Row. But when the sun is going down in the summertime, the minaret of the main mosque in Washington blocks the sunlight to their yard. It's, you know, the most beautiful sound he ever heard was the call to prayer. He should seek out some additional sounds. I'm just saying, you know, it's kind of fun. But $14.85 million estate. It's beautiful, too. You should take a look at it. It's rolling lawns that go on forever out to the ocean with his private forests. And I can't believe they clear cut all those trees out of there. They're going to have to replant it if they're going to save the planet. And it's the house has wings. It looks like there's a north wing, an east wing, a west wing. There are wings all over the place. Cars, garages for who knows how many cars. You have to have a helicopter just to get a shot of the house. It looks quite beautiful, and why wouldn't it be? It belongs to the billionaire owner of the Boston Celtics, or at least it did. Now the Obamas are buying it for nearly $15 million. I don't know why that would be a thing. Apparently, the house is in escrow, according to Mediaite. Barack and Michelle Obama are apparently in the process of buying a massive estate on Martha's Vineyard, but they're humble. They're of the people, just like all Democrats. I mean, again, the Bolshevik Bernie Sanders, who stores food between his teeth and spits it on people during the course of a day, owns three primary residences and was, for a time at least, renting a fourth residence, because being a Bolshevik in the United States is not the same as being a Bolshevik in the Soviet Union, where you're probably going to end up in a mass grave with your friends and a bulldozer riding over you. But it's different here. The former president and first lady are in escrow for a 6,892 square foot mansion. I don't think that's right. I think this is much bigger than that. I'm looking at the house, and I think it's a lot more than 7,000 square feet on 29 acres listed on the market for a whopping $14.5 million, TMZ reported on Thursday. The Obamas, who have cashed since leaving the White House, in with lucrative book deals. Nice writing. I think they meant to say cashed in, and then they inserted since leaving the White House in the wrong part of the sentence. The Obamas, this is Mediaite. Now, I got to see who's writing this here, because I got to congratulate them. Aidan McLaughlin, put the bottle of whiskey down there, Aidan, and try writing what you're writing here. The Obamas, who have cashed since leaving the White House, in with lucrative book contracts and a deal with streaming giant Netflix. You see, their first movie is ready for release. It's about, I think it's about how terrible America is. I think that's part one, and they're later. I think it's called How Terrible Is America, Part One, and it could be an endless series, could go on forever. It's a seven-bedroom beachfront property. Oh, it turns out they rented it this summer, and then they decided to buy it because they had $15 million that they had, you know, just kind of sitting in their checking account, nothing to do with it there. They rented it from Boston Celtics boss Y. Grousbeck. According to sources spoke to TMZ, the presidential couple paid less than listing price. I'm sorry, what? You mean for the rental or for the... Oh, they paid under the $14.5 million. Well, you know, you horse trade a little bit, and he's a billionaire. He can give a little. We give a little, take a little. But it's good to be the Obamas, because the news media will think this is wonderful. It's not like being Mitt Romney at all. It's completely different. It's like being John Kerry, which is completely different than being like Mitt Romney. These people are... they are something, aren't they? They are something. All right, a lot of things to get to today. The left and the news media, but I repeat myself, are very upset. Fox News has signed Sarah Huckabee Sanders to provide political commentary. They should go to George Stephanopoulos for a comment, or maybe they should go to Jim Sciutto at CNN to ask about that, or maybe they should go to Chuck Todd and Chuck Todd's wife and maybe ask them about it. Maybe they should go to any of the former Democrats, you know, like Jake Tapper or any of them. There are so many of them that they should just go to any of them and ask. And most of them are not political commentators. They're anchors and news reporters and stuff. Now, CNN just hired Joe Lockhart. He was a White House spokesman, right? And the left and the news media, they're very upset that Fox would hire Sarah Huckabee Sanders because they're very upset all the time because their brains don't work very well, not very well at all. A 12-year-old Florida girl has been arrested for posting school shooting threat on Snapchat. This is, I think, a promo for Snapchat. I think Snapchat put this out. 12-year-old girl, keep in mind that white men are the terrorists of the world, and they're coming for all of us. Who was that nutcase on CNN yesterday? The white supremacists are coming for all of us. Hi, hi, ho, ho, they're coming to take us away.
We know that white supremacists are the number one domestic terror threat in America, coming for all of us.
That's right, they're coming for all of us. Dun, dun, dun. You should hide under your bed. Chew on your blankie. Because your brain is not working as designed. A Florida sheriff's office arrested a 12-year-old girl Thursday for threatening a mass shooting at her middle school. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said the seventh grader posted the threat toward Burns Middle School on Snapchat. Dear BMS students, I will be shooting that school. She misspelled school. K-O-O-L. She misspelled school. Maybe she's angry with the school for not providing her with an adequate education. Of course, I think the word is probably on the front of the building. Maybe she has dyslexia or something. Dear BMS students, I will be shooting up the school September 3rd, 2019. Be ready, say your goodbyes, and your family, misspelled your, and your family, because that's a final, misspelled final. Good luck, a little smiley face with a wink. Be ready, the Post said, according to the sheriff's office. The student at another, a student at another middle school who saw the Post approached the school resource deputy Thursday morning and reported it. Deputy said the 12-year-old girl admitted to sending the threat and later deleted it. The minor is now facing felony charges for making a written threat. I think she should be tried as an adult and probably executed at Guantanamo Bay after being tortured, of course, for a period of time. Or she's a 12-year-old girl who said something stupid on Snapchat. One or the other. So it's difficult to say. I'm guessing it's probably the latter. But who can say? Because we have a zero-tolerance policy in America today for everything. That is to say that we're completely intolerant of everything all the time now, which is good stuff. All right. Now, there is a report I mentioned earlier. A report out, 64% of all federal arrests in 2018 were of non-citizens. This is under the banner of the Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, a press release that they put out yesterday and is now beginning to percolate. And it's quite fascinating. 64% of all federal arrests were of non-U.S. citizens. Now, to be clear, that means FBI, Immigration, Customs Enforcement, Border Patrol, federal law enforcement agencies, right? Under Barack Obama, that would be the CIA and the FISA courts. Just kidding. But there are some updates on that, too, with this overstock guy. And I got to get to that. So there it is. Now, while non-citizens represent only 7% of the U.S. population, according to the Census Bureau from 2017, they account for 15% of all federal arrests and 15% of prosecutions in U.S. District Court for non-immigration crimes in 2018. Non-U.S. citizens accounted for 24% of all federal drug arrests and 25% of all federal property arrests, including 28% of all federal fraud arrests. That's a lot of arrests, a lot of statistics. But when you are 7% of the population and you're 28% of fraud arrests, 24% of drug arrests, 25% of property crimes, you know, I don't think that thing the Democrats have been saying for all these years, that immigrants commit crimes at a lower level than Native Americans. When I say Native Americans, I don't necessarily mean Elizabeth Warren. But that's the news out of the Justice Department today. I think it's not in the Washington Post today. It was released yesterday. They're not covering it because that's not the party line. I suspect if they cover it at all, it will be an attack on the statistics, and they'll use lots of nasty words. Not that I can see the future, but I have been reading the papers for a while now.
And some, I assume, are good people.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Al here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. It could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
At long last, the Obamas will have 9 bathrooms at home. Thank God. Speaking of Democrats, drag queen challenges Representative Adam Schiffless for his seat in Congress. The Daily Caller has the story. A drag queen is challenging Democratic California Representative Adam Schiff for a seat in Congress. it would effectively make no difference whatsoever swapping them out. Now, listen, the person is a guy who dresses like a woman who kind of, who does he dress like? Kind of Rihanna? Who does he dress like? I don't know who he dresses like. He goes by the name Maybe, M-A-E-B-E, Maybe A, period, middle initial A, girl. Maybe A Girl is the fella's name. Maybe A Girl became the first drag queen elected to local government, grandiose claim, winning a seat in the Silver Lake Neighborhood Council earlier this year. That might be contested later. Now the drag queen is attempting to win a seat in the House of Representatives, become the first congressional trans person and first drag queen. Well, that we know of, but we've had a lot of Democrats in the Congress over the years. According, and a few Republicans, too. According to Route 50, Girl will face Schiff in an open primary. Girl said, "While I appreciate his allyship..." What do you mean, calling him his? Did you ask for his preferred pronouns? "While I appreciate his allyship..." That's the A, one of the A's, and LGBTQQIAA. One of the A's is ally. "While I appreciate his allyship, I think someone that is actually part of the queer community..." Remember just a couple of years ago, queer was out of bounds. It was an insult that was not allowed. "That understands the day-to-day struggles..." Nobody understands your day-to-day struggles. "Would be a better representative than an ally. I want people to know that there are more progressive people on the ballot." So somebody who dresses like Aunt B is more progressive than somebody that doesn't dress like Aunt B? Who does he dress like? You said it's we need more everyday people in Congress, said Maybe A Girl. "It's overwhelmingly older, white, wealthy men." Now, you're a white man. Maybe you're not wealthy, but someday you'll be old. "It's overwhelmingly older, white, wealthy men, and that's just not representative of America or my district." Well, at this point, you might be more representative of America than most of the people in Congress. It's true. Has he severed his genitalia and had it flayed and skinned and inverted and reinserted? Has he had his outie turned into an innie? No, he's just a transvestite, right? Just. I don't know. There's ranking, I think. I got to break out my decoder ring. Maybe A Girl, Democrat, running for... I'd vote for Maybe A Girl over Schiff.